Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world in despair. Who really cares?
Save the babies. We've been playing that for so long now. I've been playing the tape for y'all for a couple of years now, since the dawning of the new age. We're eating the babies. Y'all thought I was making this up and stuff. So today's program is a continuation, because I don't know how far we can go with this one. Maybe three parts. The synagogue, because it's so much. It's so much. But if y'all was with us on part one, oh man, unbelievable. Just go back for those of you who did not hear part one. Part two, got to do a part three. Everything's in the threes, so you know we might do that, obviously. So shout out to all y'all listening last week. Appreciate it, Brother Kwame. Oh, man, I just got to hear a little bit of what you were saying at the end. Much love to you. I gave you so much love there. I see we're going to have you come on the program and reiterate what you told them, what you always do. But we want you to put a sign sealed and deliver it. I'm yours on this one because that was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And hope that you do some more of that. That's what we need. We need what I call clandestine speakeasies. Clandestine speakeasies. Somebody take that up, might make some money off that one. Yeah, so we can do what we used to do, collaborate and talk and give the accolade for those who are coming through with some serious information throughout the ages. And we love you for that. Now, does not mean the party's over. The party's on and popping right now, but we just started going. I'm going to bring some things to your light that obviously should have been taught to us, but it has not been. And I played that today on Eat the Babies or Save the Babies because I told you on many programs, I hate to say it like this, but I said you ain't dealing with a normal group of people here. This Bible story, today I want you to get your pen and paper because I'm going to give you the Bible stories that create this type of mindset in your Bibles. This that I'm going to give today, ain't nobody give. You won't even go to, they won't even mention this in church, guarantee you. They call super scriptures. Ones that you dare not talk about because you can't be only say, scratch your head. I'm going to get it all started for you so we can keep this program up. We're going to hope to get many of you in here today. We had a good speed, so we're going to roll with it. Special shout out also, Antoinette. Brother Ray, give us a call. I know you had a family member in the Prestige TV Institute, Airman, and love to hear from you as well if we can. Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Wednesday nights, always doing it. Y'all better look at them numbers. After the day program, y'all should be getting a lot more people to see realize how deep these numbers are. But shall we proceed? Yes, we shall. Now, we've been hearing all this week, all the mindsets have been into this cauldron. So everybody would be focused on this one ideologically mindset that they have been producing for the past 150-something years, ever since America declared themselves a true nation in 1789. All that before that, that's some what you call gumbo. We're going to have to figure that out because all we know is that they was recognized. And that's when they made all kinds of decrees saying there are sinister groups entering in. They said it. It's all in the records. First presidents all say Abraham Lincoln. Y'all can go with whoever you want to go with. The first black president, all of them knew of these groups that were coming in to put people back in what you claim you was fighting for. This is going on some white folks right now. See, you going through what you claim you left in Europe to come here, and now you have now superseded the same atrocities over there in the East that you have brought to the West. Show sell the Son of Man be. That's what they claim, right? But we're going to give it to you real factual terminology so you can understand it quick and expeditiously because you don't have much time to fool around with foolishness. Now, these are revolutionary acts. That's what they call it. Act upon and prompting the originators. Ain't that the originators? Look at that name. The originators. These are the originators of depopulation theory. See, it's a theory. It's a theory, right? But is it a theory? Today we're going to find out it's a theory because I've got the scriptures that promotes the mindset. Now, let me go with what is in these scholarly books that they have that y'all don't look up, obviously, because it's right there in black and white. The originators of the depopulation program theory, the scholars like Jeremy Bentham of the East Indian Corporate Company, a.k.a. bankers, said that the radical Jacobins, I told you the Jacobins and the Jacobins are all through the Caribbean. Haiti was destroyed based on that, still is. But they are actually a French proto-communist organization. All this killing people and depopulating is coming right out this region there. It was called the Jacobean Depopulation Program. Y'all better go look this up and don't play with it. These leaders came up with the concept of the guillotine, which is now still about to be used again. Go look up guillotines for the 21st century. Go look it up. I challenge you. I wish we had money game going on so we can really have some fun. But y'all hate money, obviously. Obviously, you must do it. It said that the leaders of the guillotine, the monarchs, and moderates of the Revolutionary Convention. These was a convention. That's why I put the synagogues of Satan. The synagogues mean assembly place of evil, of adversaries. That's all synagogue of Satan mean. Y'all turned this shit into some crazy stuff as usual. Got red people jumping out and shit. You can have an assembly of Satan right in your damn house. Don't even know it's the assembly of Satan. Adversary, for those of you with the Hebrew dialect. That's why we're going to get deep today, because I'm bringing out their own people. I don't have to say a word today, but I'm going to bring in the dry bones for sure, because that must be said. But we also told you that once they seize power, these groups that you got in today's world, what they do is they seize power with vengeance, and immediately commence the mass murder that is today called the Reign of Terror. That happened in France. Look it up. Radical leaders even made more gruesome proposals. The one like Maximilian or Robespierre. Now, Maximilian's in Mexico, too. You got to see these names. You better look up. That's why it says, look what they came up with now. The most aggressive annihilation advocate. He proposed that they kill 23 million people in France. So I told you, they don't care. They call it the Calding. The Calding. They don't care about killing their own people. I told y'all that. I said, well, why y'all acting like they only they killing black men? They don't give a damn about killing blacks. You are the least they killing. They killing their population first. How much would y'all want to so a wager on that, since y'all like betting on football, basketball? How come y'all don't bet on this type of knowledge, I wonder? Well, we can get a bookie on this one, boy. Woo-hoo! Be a trifecta. Here it is. They don't kill. They want to kill 23 million of their own people. Y'all tell me how that works. I want to kill. Say if I was told, we black people up here, just to use black people right there. Maybe we did make an agreement to kill that many. That's why we gangbang each other to death and shoot each other up on TV, at least look like. And I know in the neighborhoods, I know we got some senseless shooting on. So is this a universal calling? Interesting. I noticed one thing. We try to tell you now, I'm going there because when you see the pictures of later on, this 1927, they started doing even more. That was the first time of the revolution when they killed Antoinette. I'll be joking with Antoinette, where they chopped off her head. That family was lied upon. When you look up the real history of the Red Reign of Terror, they had people who was propagandists. They put words in the monarchy's mouth just to get them out so the people went crazy on the monarch. Now, remember I told you, it wasn't just by me. This was even in some of Elijah Bahamas, where they're going to get the preachers and drag out the politicians and stuff. Batman movie. Same thing happened to Marie Antoinette. And they had put propaganda saying, eat cake. She never said eat cake. Another enlightened one. In the Enlightenment era, made these names up called think tank. Y'all say words speak. Well, that's what they used back in them days. We only give you the blueprint so you won't say you didn't know. And so when they did this, they killed babies, paraded them all over the place, chopping off heads, doing all kind of things. And today, they're doing it today. Now, where would they get this type of thinking? Come on, y'all. Think about that one. Where this thinking coming from? You know. Now, I told you, you are under a cult. You are cannibals. How do you say, oh, he Joe Hell. That nigga stupid. Okay, I'm going to prove it with facts. I don't care if you eat vegetables. Eat vegetables. You can eat vegetables all day. It don't make no difference. It don't make no difference. Because the baby killing industry is one of the highest product markets on the earth. And you are somehow, no matter what you say, are participatory in it because it's in makeup, it's in everything. Cosmetics, some probably, who knows what they did. They just paid Henrietta Leek's family billions, I hope billions, at least close to it, for undisclosed. You know, you can't tell. Once you get that much money, you can't tell. So that's how you know it's deep. Because I know how, I probably wouldn't tell y'all either. If they told me, don't say shit so you can keep everything in your family. You got to wonder about that. So I'm happy for them. But just know that they made billions off of her. So imagine how much they should have paid them. Because they eat the bodies. This is Halloween. I told you I'm going to get you. But you take, this is a Halloween skit. This is a reality 101. They already eating babies. And you are too.
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now. Please, you are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. I'm just very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead. Okay.
That's at an AOC. This is in modern times. The court came out in modern times, told y'all, we got to eat the babies. We got Swedish. They gave you every leader. Swedish professors, that's the Grand Crusaders, Switzerland. And then we get, then it goes on and says, if we bomb Russia. I said they say bomb Africa. You know, I go to show that black history stuff kind of funny buddy today. I mean, they didn't say, let's go bomb up Africa. They said, we got to bomb up Russia. I said, Russia? I said, wow. Then it popped in my mind. I said, oh, yeah. They prepare for Gog and Magog. Now, I'm telling you where they got this from. In the movie, 1984, that which was spoke backwards was speak, think, where the spell would be backwards. So they had being ignorance was good. Being smart was bad. Perfect scenario of what's going on today. And I'm not even that bright and I can figure this out. That is frightening. That's why it's Halloween. But they got this from the Bible. I'm going to give you what I told you a long time ago, which this was a galactic alien book. Ain't no way nobody could. And if it ain't, the people of the book, the keepers of the book, will be able to put you in the scenario of the book. To keep you in the groupthink of this book, that everybody think that this God picked this one group of people, and this one group of people, again, seems to forget some simple things that gives the whole thing away. You were complete assholes to God, supposedly, right? You turned against God. After he told you he's going to give you all this, and after he told you he's going to do all that, and you had to follow these simple rules, which is 613 of them, and they made them sound like 10 commandments, but 613 is 10, and that made it sound like 10 commandments, but it's 613 laws. And out these laws, somehow they were destroyed and broken. Now, I'm going to read some of the things that y'all, just what I told you. Now, if you would have listened to God, I'm a huge hate wild hate for this Bible. Look what it means. Now, this is why I say you maybe you should read a little more and figure this out. Killing, as in the Bible says, and in thou shalt not kill, with a question mark. Let me tell you how much time the word kill is in the Bible. Are y'all ready for this? God, I wish we played a lightning round. At least y'all got close. We can give out, you know, $50 or something. Y'all don't even. That's how you know we're in trouble. The biblical God also ordered the killing of a total of how many people? This is a total now. Is it a million plus? Less than a million? Well, it's 1,862,265. Million. 1 million. And 800 and change. Now here's a few of them. Some of these y'all already know. Kill the firstborn. Easy. Now here's one. Kill every witch must be killed. Exodus 22:18. Every witch. Maybe that's the Salem witch hunts. Leviticus. There's some good. This says. Now I want you to know. I didn't say this. This coming out. Your King James Version, you must kill adulterers, homosexuals, wizards, and spirit mediums. Exodus, Leviticus 20:10, 13:27, 21:9, any priest's daughter who fornicates must be burned alive. Leviticus 21:9. Sounds like the Salem witch hunts in Massachusetts. Leviticus 24:16, blasphemers must be killed. That sounds like the nation of Islam. Kill off blasphemers. Talking Numbers 16:27-33, God called the whole tribe of Korah, men, women, and children, to be burned alive. Now, that's just the burning part. Let me go to some other areas. Halloween is real, baby. Get ready. This is a Halloween special for y'all this whole month. Wait till we get to Halloween Sunday. Oh, my goodness. I said to myself, I said, well, damn, that sounds like what they're doing right now. I mean, hell, I could burn your babies. They advocate eating the babies. So I'm saying, is this godly? Let me go further. Deuteronomy. Now, this is a good one here. This is a good one. Deuteronomy 3:4, which is 7. God is pleased that his warriors destroyed 60 cities. Now, imagine me telling a million people that just destroyed this how pleased God is. I mean, they must be, adulation must be everywhere. Hard-ons all day long. Women rampant. Let me go even further now. This one gets really outrageous, but hey, this is of God, the synagogues of Satan. Deuteronomy 7:16. You must kill all the people God delivers into your hands, and thy eyes shall not be pity upon them. I mean, we don't give a fuck. We just killed y'all. Fuck y'all. That's I just said it in street terminology. Let me even go further, because this is unbelievable. I just played a real tape now. This is the Bible story. I just played a real tape where they advocated that in AOC, the Democratic Party, one of the, I ain't saying the Republicans is not great, I said, but this party came out and said, let's eat babies at a meeting. Now, you have any of you black folks been to church and somebody got up and said, let's just eat some babies? What would y'all do to their ass? Somebody came up and said, we ought to eat the black babies. What would y'all say? Boy, I'm about to get it good. Halloween is real. Get ready, y'all. This show is not over yet. Now, let me go to this raping shit. Now, I can only say, if a group of people say this is their God, and millions to billions say this is what they read out of, I said, wait a minute. Deuteronomy 22:23-24. A girl who is raped within the city limits and fails to cry out must be killed. So if you're getting raped and you don't say, stop, motherfucker! And you know what? You know, you up here getting fucked, and this is what they're saying, and you don't call out, I mean, it must feel good. Then if you ain't cry out, we gonna have to kill you. I said, what the hell? Now I don't read the Bible a few times, but you know, since I gotta go. See, this is all I got. All this Ben had all this. Remember I told you I had the demon Bible? Okay, y'all thought I was joking. Let me get some more for you. I can go all day, but I'm just gonna, you know, concise this down. Judges. This is what y'all judges. This is really deep. This is really deep right here. Samuel, which is a judge, 6:19. Yahweh kills 50,000 people for trying to peek into the ark. Ain't that? So they must be the Ethiopians because they claim they got the ark. So God don't kill. That's why the Ethiopians must be the WHO, because now the WHO organization, which is the Caduceus, is over the whole agenda. We're going to look it up, but we're not at that part yet. How much time? Oh, yeah, we good. Now, these judges ain't joking, man. These judges ain't playing with. I mean, and the Bible judge, I mean, look what the Bible judge. Joshua, 1947. The children then want more room. What kind of room? They want more space, they claim. So they destroyed a whole population of the Shah and took their territory. The children of Dan. Now, y'all happy over these 13 tribes? Some of y'all say y'all part of this. 12 tribes and all that. So, I mean, it's some wicked shit y'all was been, we've been told to do. I'm going to go one more so y'all won't think I'm making this up. I can go all day. I told you I got the demon Bible right here. Rape. I'm going rape. Let me go to slavery. Let's see, this is where the foolishness starts. Foolishness starts right here. Stops with facts. Foolishness can keep going, but this is facts. Slavery in the Bible, I want to know that everybody know the geographical location of this because it mentions Ethiopia in the beginning of the book, which is really not his real name, but let's go with whether we want, at least for the sake of arguing today, Abyssinia, Ethiopia, whatever y'all want to call it, Kush, it gives you land of the black. Okay, so obviously somebody's lying again in the church atmosphere because rape ain't no bad thing. According to this God, Exodus right away, 24, a male slave may marry and have children and may go free after 6 years. But if his family remains, let me see what his family remains so y'all can stop the foolishness today. Oh, the property for hostages of his master. Now, I knew white people couldn't be that bright enough to think of the slave code. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. It's like Sammy Davis Jr. Come on, man. It's impossible. Now, this is coming out. Exodus 21:7. A man may sell his daughter as a sex slave. Okay. Why is that not taught? That this is what the old supposed Testament God wants as compared to what y'all talking about. It just don't make no sense what y'all saying. At all. And speaking of Adolf, here is the biggest misnomer. I found this out by researching all this stuff y'all been advocating out here. Wow. What if I told you that it was Hitler who actually put together this thing of making and helping Britain create Palestine? Now, I didn't make this up. The book is called The Transfer Agreement. It tells the story in 1927 about 15,000 of Germany, 500, let's just say half a million Jews, but out of the half a million Jews, 15,000 considered themselves Zionists. That's less than 2%. That's almost what we're dealing with now, how the LGBTQ community is like 2%, yet they acting like they're under attack. They're using the same playbook. So what he did, which I'm like, what? Thanks to this agreement, I mean, thanks to Hitler, it says, I didn't write this, thanks to Hitler, 60,000 German Jews immigrated to Israel between 1933. Uh-oh, there go that number, 1933 and 1941. Bingo! Boy, I should be hitting the guy. Thanks to that era, which is, not, I think the Federal Reserve was starting the United States, all this like bam, 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 bam. I mean, can you see the blocks falling, everybody? So this transfer agreement between the Nazis and Zionists. Now, I didn't come up with this. They came up with this. I'm not even born yet. Ain't that amazing? I'm not even born yet. That's outrageous. And yet, this type of activity has been done by many of our family members, obviously. It's obvious. Have you heard this, everybody? That the Hitler got together with the Zionists. Just like y'all didn't know that the Balfour Agreement, it was the ARAS first that got the deal, and then second. So somebody playing the game, but I got to play the facts for you so you can see where we're going with this. This is the biggest playbook of deception I've ever seen. That you blame, but somebody told me a long time ago, your people blaming the wrong, don't know their history, blaming everybody for something that is way bigger than their imagination at this moment. It's obvious. Being played by the maximum. All this is orchestrated, everybody. All your whole reality is orchestrated. Anytime Hitler could sit down with the Zionists and come up with a plan to transfer people, then that means you have been fucking duped. And isn't that a Halloween nightmare?
The 11th of March, 1938. German troops cross over the border into Austria. The following day, Adolf Hitler announced an Anschluss, or union, between the two countries, and Austria was swallowed up by the Third Reich. Ari Rath was 13 years old at the time. Until then, he'd lived a privileged life in Vienna, but that was about to change forever.
There's no question that Hitler made me Zionist. As a young boy, I have never thought of coming to Palestine or any other place for that matter. But when I came down the night after the Anschluss, and I saw the entire Vienna police already with their swastika armbands, I realized that the life here in Vienna is over for me.
And so, 8 months later, Ari found himself aboard a ship like this, carrying Jewish refugees to a new life in what was then British-mandated Palestine. He had left behind his parents and most of his family, and he was heading towards an uncertain future.
When we came off the boat to this pier, it was a mixture of feelings, first elation, but then sadness. The new reality hit us. I was quite clear that my childhood life was over and we were on our own, and we had to make our way in a new, strange land.
But the young Ari didn't realize that Palestine was gripped by conflict, a struggle between the Arabs who had lived here for generations and the Jewish immigrants who wanted to establish a homeland. Ari Rath was sent to work the land. Fields full of stones which the Jews had bought from local Arab landowners. It was back-breaking work. And sometimes the pioneers came into conflict with their Arab neighbors over that most precious resource, water.
The loss of life in the Holy Land must be brought to an immediate end.
The United Nations eventually addressed the conflicting claims over the land. The UN drew up a plan to partition Palestine into a Jewish state and an Arab state. The 14th of May, 1948, and the British mandate in Palestine ended. A few hours earlier, the Zionist leader, David Ben-Gurion, had proclaimed the new independent state of Israel.
Ben-Gurion told me that declaring the state was the most difficult decision in his life. Heavy American pressure to postpone that. A split cabinet. The army warning that they might not be able to withstand five invading Arab army, and yet he went ahead.
The warnings proved right. The Arab countries refused to accept the new Jewish state in their midst. War broke out. By the time the fighting ended, Israel had captured more territory, and hundreds of thousands of Palestinian Arabs had been driven from their homes. Palestinians call it a Nakba, the catastrophe.
It was a self-inflicted Nakba, unfortunately, because had the Arab side and the Palestinians then accepted the partition plan, they would have had a state that would be almost double the size what the West Bank, East Jerusalem and Gaza is today.
Since then, Israel has fought more wars with its Arab neighbors and captured more land. It has built illegal settlements and a wall that slices through Palestinian land. For Ari Rat, it's a legacy tinged with shame.
Now, all I'm going to tell you before we get into deeper is this is what Hitler, in the book, Transfer Agreement, states. It says, the Jewish property value at $100 million was transferred to Israel in the form of German industrial exports used to build Israel's infrastructure. Now, can y'all understand that concept? Hitler transferred German Jewish immigrants over there, them unaware of what they was even going to do, put them over there with all resources. Sounds familiar, don't it? Give them everything and build up our infrastructure. That's how you become pop wealthy, when you could be able to build your own infrastructure. 37, before the war even started. It was a night. People listen. I hope you're listening. I hope you got your brain cells like Frankenstein. I hope you ain't Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Because 1937, there was no World War yet. So they had already propelled this division. And look what it said. I didn't write this book. It said, when the British proposed dividing Palestine into two states, the Nazis wondered if they hadn't made a mistake by creating, this is what they said, not me, a Jewish Vatican. I said, a Jewish Vatican? Dedicated to Germany's demise. But Hitler, for some reason, Hitler overruled all dissenters. Because his Nazi party was mad. They thought that you giving us over to the Jewish Vatican now. But we're going to do that maybe in the third installment of this. Because that's where it gets deep. Deeper than deep. It says then, but Hitler overruled them and insisted the transfer agreement be continued, even expanded into other countries. Unquote. I'm about to take some calls. Let me get y'all started, boy. I've told you we ain't playing with you today. We've been somehow totally deceived. Totally. Totally is full of crap. Somehow this was done before the war, which inherently made this decision back during the UN. And who funds the UN? That's why I can't understand it. Who funds them? And then y'all sit back and play the game as if this is real, that this is real, that this is real. All right. We'll be right back. 2 minutes. We about to play y'all and play y'all up. Last night, big shout out there. We missed the show, but the Wailers was rolling, they say, in South Florida.
Here we are. Here we are. Yeah. This one right here is for the people.
Hey, yo, D. Egyptian mummies on a fly go a moon. And can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages and villages and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on front, all of a sudden you are still Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and ever known. Put the worst on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like a deer tone. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them mugger flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them feet can defeat and them could never clone. A spiritual DNA that's sent in my soul and I will forever own. Lord.
The Bali, patience, what the old folks told me. Can you get with that?
Oh yeah, we back, baby, we back. We hope y'all ready. It's about patience. Patience is a virtue. But how long does this virtue last? I got some more scriptures for y'all. I told y'all, it got women in the New Testament. Y'all, I mean, even in the New Testament. And let me let y'all know, we're going to get deep today. See, you didn't notice, only time they gave you the truth, they told you what they said, in the fall of Babylon, you know, every figure is masculine, except there's a woman riding in this time. Remember we told you, Lilith was coming, the goddess bitches was coming. Y'all forgot we said that? We didn't forget we said that. Oh, y'all, we about to get deep up in here. Now, I'm trying to figure out, should I take the callers now? But let me take some calls because, again, our people have a short-term memory dysfunction, and they did this on purpose. This is done on purpose. It's not done, oh, it's just, no. There's nothing done by circumstance. Like oh, they just have, no, this is all, even Roosevelt said in his speech that there's nothing done in government. It's already planned out, and this is a hell of a plan, and it could be from this Bible story that's been so eloquently put together that gives you everything you need to know. I told you it's all in there because your perspective is all screwed up. I told you it's an intergalactic planetarian book taken from all the ancient formulated just for us this day English. It's the only way you would know the story. Many of our people don't speak nothing but that. Now, it's time for the Tales from the Crypt, y'all. We about to open up the graves. I'm about to open the graves. I got to play this. I got to open the graves. See, you was told this by the dead. He's dead to you about the voice you're going to hear before we open up the dry bones. This is the voice of the dead. Listen to what he said. And this same person who is dead, before he died, he revealed himself. He was part of the New World Order. He's from the Knights of Malta. When you hear the voice, you'll know who I'm talking about. He was behind the so-called Jesse Jackson, L. Sharpton, even my big brother, Brother Ray Fauntleroy, who had a big, big part of history when this man came around. He was in his role. He went to South Africa. I remember. Listen to what this man, I played Idi Amin last week. Idi Amin told you, he said he wanted what kind of entertainment? I said he must be getting a freak show. He must got the best coke hoes, everything, because he said he went there just for the entertainment. He ain't say no more. But he said, but they criminals. Now, one of your beloved from the dead shall talk to you. From the Tales of the Crypt of All Souls.
Tonight, the issues and the controversy. 1,000 people have gathered at the City College of New York for a town meeting with Nelson Mandela.
Mr. Mandela, you're participating in what is a very old and honorable American tradition, the town meeting. And rather than waste any time with my questions, if they don't ask you good ones, I promise I will try to.
Those of us who share your struggle for human rights and against apartheid have been somewhat disappointed by the models of human rights that you have held up since being released in jail. You've met over the last 6 months three times with Yasser Arafat. Are these your models of leaders of human rights? And if so, would you want a Gaddafi or an Arafat or a Castro to be a future president of South Africa?
One of the mistakes which some political analysts make is to think that their enemies should be our enemies. Our attitude towards any country is determined by the attitude of that country to our struggle. Yasser Arafat, Colonel Gaddafi, Fidel Castro support our struggle to the hilt. They do not support it only in rhetoric. They are placing resources at our disposal for us to win the fight. That is the position.
Mr. Mandela, as I mentioned to you before the program, we also have some distinguished guests sitting behind us, one of whom, Mr. Henry Sigmund, together with two other Jewish leaders, came to Geneva to visit with you precisely because they were so concerned not only by the kind of thing that you just said before the break with regard to Yasser Arafat, with regard to Libya's Colonel Gaddafi, but also because of the support that you seemed at different times to give to the PLO. I would like to ask Mr. Sigmund to stand now for a moment and pose whatever question he would like directly to you. Mr. Sigmund?
I think I would be dishonest if I did not express profound disappointment with the answer that Mr. Mandela gave to the previous question, because it suggests a certain degree of amorality.
As far as Yasser Arafat is concerned, I explained to Mr. Sigmund that we identified with the PLO because just like ourselves, they are fighting for the right of self-determination.
Mr. Mandela, thank you very much. We have ripped through the first part of this broadcast extraordinarily quickly. There are still a number of issues that we have to take up with Mr. Mandela, not the least of them being sanctions by the United States against South Africa. We will continue with that in the Nightline segment of this broadcast. Just a quick break now. We'll be back. And we are back once again at the City College of New York with Nelson Mandela. And Mr. Mandela, we have just heard a number of the things that you said in our hour between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock this evening. Some controversial things, not the kinds of things necessarily that a very political man says. If you were very political, you might have been more concerned about not alienating some people in this country who have it within their hands, within their power, either to continue sanctions against South Africa or to raise those sanctions, to lift them. Why were you not a little more political? Perhaps we're too accustomed to politicians in this country.
I do not understand what you mean. Perhaps if you clarify what you are referring to, I may be in a position to comment.
What I'm saying is that in this country, for example, there has been for many years a close alliance between the Jewish population and the black population in the civil rights struggle. There is likely to be a rather negative reaction to some of the things that you have said. That reaction could very well cause people to call up their congressmen, their senators, and say, go ahead, lift the sanctions. Why not? After all, President de Klerk is doing a great deal against apartheid. Only today, in fact, his number two man, Gerrit Viljoen, said that the government perceives itself in South Africa as being part of the anti-apartheid struggle.
As far as the Jewish question to begin with, I have had discussions at my own initiative with prominent Jewish leaders to straighten out this affair. Amongst the people I saw was Mrs. Helen Suzman, who has been an MP in our country for more than 30 years. There was Mr. Mazens, who has been a judge in Lesotho, Botswana, and the old Rhodesia. There was the chief rabbi of Johannesburg. There was Professor Katz from the University of Witwatersrand and an eminent community leader in South Africa. We discussed this question and all misunderstanding was clear, the question of Yasser Arafat and the PLO. I have also discussed the question with the Jewish leaders in the USA and very top people like Mr. Stigman. We reached an agreement on this question and we saw eye to eye. Now, I don't know where your concern arises. These Jewish leaders themselves are able to determine their own affairs. Nobody else is entitled to say that the Jewish leaders are going to be concerned about your stand. Because I have had the discussions with them, and those discussions will reach consensus. But there are matters, of course, which we did not agree. The position which we take as the ANC, I thought we were able to explain it in such a way that it removed the concern of the Jewish community.
Let's broaden it up.
I am still prepared to...
Now, take that from the Crips keeper. And he told you, he named some leaders. Now, all them leaders now, Castro dead, Gaddafi dead, he did, but just say the two that he brought up dead by aggression, took over through bank. It wasn't because of the people, it was because of banking. They were going to go into gold and silver. Remember that United Africa? Farrakhan was supposed to be a part of that, but see, you better start looking at the Crypt Keepers, what they tell you. He said, we met. We came to a consensus. And he must have because he was brought in into the Knights of Malta, the Black Knights. So I don't know what to tell you, but see, that was the same experiment as Palestine, South Africa. Same experiment, same thing. I'm about to bring y'all in. I told you, this is a global, it ain't about America no more. I told you, I remember I did the 10-region plan. Because the 10-region plan was the 10 regions of the earth plan already laid out. The earth already in 10 regions. I just gave you your areas of your locale. And now we should open up the dry bones. The crypt has been opened. Let's hit it. Let me go to 100097. I got 1877. I got 9927. I got 9161. Be ready to be asked upon at any time. About to bring y'all in. 7696. Go ahead. You got the longest time. Go ahead. Seven, six, nine, six. Going once, going twice. Okay, you on mute. I'm going to go to 9927. I got 9.
Resurrection,
everyone. I got 8, 7, 8, 8, 1, 8, 7, 7 next. Go ahead. Resurrection, sister. Go ahead. You heard all this. You heard all this stuff now. We don't see that they are made up the goddamn purge. We got all this made up stuff that the Bible, I mean, this Bible scripture alone, are they following this agenda?
Yeah, they're
what?
Using everything. They're going to use any means necessary to keep their power in position. Mm-hmm. Any means. They know they stole out. They know. That's why they created identity theft. How do you create something when you stole everybody's fucking identity? You have stolen the identity of beings that actually are the original beings of the planet, but you stole it from them. You took it over. So now that you've taken over the identity and put out there, oh, you can't steal other people's identity. I think that's hilarious every time I look at it.
That is funny.
It's hilarious. Okay? But you're creating all these chaos because you know that you want to rule the entire world. You want to rule the world. You want to rule space. You up there or the heavens or whatever. You block everything to keep us from seeing what's really going on. You know damn well there's other beings from beyond the other dimensions that's here at war at your ass. Then you still got some that are not at war with you that are working with you. So they've been plotting this for decades. I mean, everything in that Bible, B-I-B-A-A-L, because that's how it originally was spelled, and they changed it to protect themselves. Again, they changed it to protect themselves. And then they made the cabal. They made the cabal so that they can continue on using all of our energy, keeping us from us using our energy, keeping us from, I got to go outside because my kids is in the kitchen, keeping us from using our powers. They blocking the sun, photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
They are the Jews. They run the United States. They took that completely over. Okay? Yeah, you got black faces, but who's really running it? They are. They running all the corporations. They are. Okay? They right. want their power. They don't want
to.
They don't want
Now, remember now, are they a proxy? Because remember, I want y'all to think about what we've been hearing. Are they proxies? Are these proxies? Because I'm doing part three for sure because there is another entity. They even said it in America, the unseen hand. Now, if they're too visible to be the real people. I mean, they're too visible.
No,
after this Hitler thing. Take what you just heard today with the Hitler thing going on with Indiana Jones. But here's the Hitler letting them in. I just played actual factual tapes of them allowing them to take this much infrastructure with them and being built up.
You know what's going to be funny? You know what's going to be funny?
What's your thoughts on that, too?
What's
going to
be funny is when they find out that it's a black man, I'm going to laugh my ass off. I'm going to fucking say, yo, controlling everything.
Hey, wouldn't that be outrageous? It could be one.
Hollywood is Hollywood, and you know, they own the Illuminati. They are the Illuminati. It's a cabal. All those departments, ain't nothing but departments from one main department.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
And I said that, and the guy who's saying this about this Jacobean depopulation program, I hope y'all look that up. Put it in your search engines right now.
Oh, yeah. That's real.
It goes back to
this
the British East Indian Company.
I mean, come on, y'all.
Carbon
this, carbon that. We need to block the sun because too much carbon, because the carbon mixes with the other entities creating photosynthesis so that the trees and you and everybody else can get their food and, you know, from the elements of that surround us, because we're made up of every damn element on this planet. And they know that shit. They know that. They know what to do.
The
they know how
know.
To do what
the scientists
do.
Know. Yeah. The scientists know. No doubt about it. That's in the Bible, y'all. Moses was training all the science of the Egyptians. That's what it says in your Bible. Go look it up. So, I mean, it's not hard to figure this out after you really, I mean, if you're really into what you claim you're into, you know, it's got to be. Now, let me ask you, because, sister, you've been saying this, cloaking, you've been talking cloaking. And I wish the sci-fi community, and we only have a couple of people on here with sci-fi. He did a thing up here in Broward. We just so disconnected. That's why I try to bring John Bunker there. Because when I had the brother on the show, he does sci-fi, Brother Jeff. And I tell people, I say, hey, I made you a character.
Sci-fi is a real phenomenon. According to Marvel, the timelines was created by a black man.
Right.
Y'all right. Better watch Loki.
Loki. Right. Now, see, I knew you would
better
know.
Watch
now,
Loki
see,
the Dragon.
Because we're in the occult world.
And
there's no doubt about
it.
Our metaverse is occult.
He can wipe out everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't that amazing? Ain't that now, I knew you were saying that for a reason. That's why I said, I see what y'all saying, and I'd be following on that. Because, you know, life is such a dynamic. Let's just go with the possibility here. I'm going to get some more calls in here because, remember, we ain't got – I want to give Brother Kwame a special day for us, too, as well. So, Brother Kwame, hold tight. If you want to come in, fine. But let's do something that I want you to get that presentation out there and have where you can digitize and get your – you know. Because now – see, that's the key to this, y'all. I got a scripture for y'all real bad. I mean, no, y'all never looked this up in a long time. You probably have. But, you know, I'm bringing it back to your remembrance. That's what it says. Bring back to your remembrance. That's the key scripture right there. Bring back to your remembrance. Proverbs 25:2, y'all. That's why I do what I do. Proverbs 25:2. Okay. I'm about to kill y'all because I don't do this for nothing. I get something out of this. I get life. Now, let's go with this. Y'all just heard that these people are able to deceive us so good that the Hitler was instrumental. Y'all heard this before, but now y'all got true connection. If he did a transfer, look at the name, transfer agreement. That is what Esau did. Let's get some more callers out there. Stay with us, sister. Jump in when you fit in. And I'll let everybody talk. Let me go to some more. Let me get some Sister Power. 1-877. Let me get Atlantis. GA 1-877. They're up there in Atlantis. Go ahead, Atlantis.
Atlantis. Ha, ha, ha. I think that's what her original name. Atlantis.
They know what it is. They know.
We got the guy stones.
The guy stones gave you the Jacobean, which I gave y'all the clues. The Jacobean said it first, and then the guy stones come under. Y'all was really good. I say under what? Court group, did they come on there for $100? Well, we have a good time up in here. But y'all, something about the people, the dry bone, even the dry bone said, fool the very elect. You just got to realize your worth of knowledge. Your worth of knowledge is infinite. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Yes. I totally agree.
Well, go ahead. Let's go ahead.
I just want to add a scripture before I start.
Yeah.
Okay.
To make you sure you describe it.
Okay. It is Galatians 1 verses 11. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin. Okay.
That's a good one there.
So,
good one there. Human origin. Uh-oh.
So what I'm going to say here is that we have been vindicated. Validated. You and I and a few others, I'm sure, on this phone believe that the Bible is not the story of human origin. It's impossible. Because, and you stated, how many times they said kill? 208 times in King James Version. Wycliffe Bible has it at 593 times, and the murder 23 times. Okay, so depopulation has been in operation from the beginning because
they want depopulate. Yeah, that's a hell of a story. Go ahead, keep going because I don't think people get this. What we're talking about? This is in your Bible story. Go ahead.
So I had did some research when I was on the plane not too long ago. And I was my favorite topic, which I definitely got to do a show. I'm with you on your show on Enoch.
Enoch's with him too.
Has expanded. And in the Bible, we talk about Eve as being the very first woman, right?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Who's the first
Lilith.
Woman?
Lilith.
There you go. Lilith. We got the
okay,
part. We said that. Wants to kill babies. You know that already. So go ahead.
Yeah, I watched the movie yesterday on Lilith. This is amazing that you bring this all up. It's just like, oh, my gosh. It was a movie, these two dykes, a black woman and a white woman. They had a baby, and the baby inside of the white lady was Lilith, okay? Her grandmother was Lilith, who had all these followers kill himself for her, because that's what she liked, sacrificing for her. And then when Lilith is a fallen angel. Okay, and if they say, well, what I've read, Lucifer came first, and Lilith came right behind her.
Lucifer
so was
is
man.
Lilith. Hold on, time out.
Let me finish. I can see the research that I have.
Yeah.
I can see the research I have, and they call her
Lilith,
a fallen angel.
Lucifer is Lilith.
So a fallen angel, let me just finish the drive on, okay? A fallen angel, if they began as Adam and Lilith, okay, therefore the entire Bible could not be of human origin.
Right.
I know
now,
it's very hard for people to.
They
have
for me. No, I got you. Hold on. Time out.
No, I'm not talking about
you. Time out. I'm telling you because I got the whole clip of Lilith. Y'all didn't know. No, many of you on this line, including yourself, never heard of Lilith, never heard of goddess bitches. So I'm going to let sure y'all women understand something. I know women on this program, but they don't like to believe sometimes that their own species can be the killers of babies. Many of you have killed your own babies in the womb without no anesthesia because it's in your DNA. Now, I looked this up, and most women won't look this up. I said, look up the goddess bitches, all you women, including daughters, whatever I got. It said that, I'm glad you brought this up because that's why I'm doing this, because it's perfect timing. I told you, the fourth beast is Judah. Y'all listen to me carefully. You don't know it. Those of you who know it, I'm opening the mics up real cool. I'm about to open some pillars here. You did a great job because you mentioned you in Atlanta, Georgia Guidestones. Georgia Guidestones there, imploded it, blew it up in Georgia. Many black folks didn't even try to go check out what that meant. That let me know they put the dead state. That's why that zombie and Tyler Perry and all that shit is there, because they the new Hollywood is Atlantis. Hold on, because you brought some deep. I'm going to let you finish it, but I got to add fire to what you're saying so we can heat this shit up. You mentioned that it's aliens. Okay, I ain't going to dispute that because we also say that you gave that perfect scripture. Say that scripture one more time so they can write that one down.
Galatians 1 verses 11.
Thank you. I bet you, many of you today, your preacher have never even mentioned that scripture. If we had a money cash game, we'd be rolling. So that's wonderful. Since you bring up, these points you bring up, I don't want you to go so fast because y'all go too fast. Y'all try to speed your mind up. Let's take what you said in the beginning, which was pertinent. The scripture said this is not from humans, because the people who deceive you never told you it's not from humans until you hear shows like these and others that may spark your imagination. That's why Hollywood is about your imagination. I should be making money. I'm poor as hell talking this. Anyway, let me just say this to y'all. But you just said, you brought some good points up. I want you to get to the premise of what you're saying is that the alien, under what you just elaborately said, the Bible story clearly told us they're not from human origin. The question to you is, since you've been researching, why do you think that our people are not have not been able to see the simplicity of this. It's not hard to see that obviously there's some deception going on. What you think why they can't see? Is there some type of blocking going on in the brain?
Deception, like you just said. The preachers deceive us because they were deceived.
Yeah.
And it's like you know, like the Jim the White, what was the name of the man who Jim White.
Don't get me.
Jim Crow. You know the teachings of Jim Crow. When you have a slave, right? You have to brainwash your mother, teach her false information so she can feed it to her children, and then it just repeats itself.
Right.
So it's not hard for us to see because it's hard for me. I mean, you know, it's not like I've known this.
Now I'm gonna tell you who Lilith is. I told y'all, the fourth beast was on a woman was riding. Now when you see women riding bulls, horses, you don't see that in really contemporary type of arts. I'm about to get deep for y'all today. I told y'all, but we're about to go on fire here. That's why it's called the Helios. Biblios hour. And you can only burn gold to the finest level of heat. It said the beast was a woman in purple, the color purple, royalty. She's riding on a beast that is bringing in wrath, vengeance. Now, if that don't sound like Lilith to me, tell me what that sounds like to you. What that sounds like to you, and I'm going to take some more calls. Because I want to hear from a woman. What you think that means, and I'm going to ask, because that's pretty deep, that she coming in the fourth beast, the fourth one. All beasts ain't riding, all men riding them beasts, but this one here is a woman riding the beast in purple. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I think the thoughts is they're fulfilling their prophecy. Her and Lucifer are ruling the world because it needs two energy, needs female and male energy to bring on their new world order. I think the new world order is really.
There you go.
Wait, can I say something? You said
say something,
pure, but from my understanding, Lucifer is a woman.
I said
so
it's a woman.
Two women.
I said that.
Or is he a transvestite?
There you go. Hold on. See,
well, I'm not about to send dry bones my research.
Time out. Everybody got more callers. You got your chance. All right. I want y'all to mute yourselves right quick. Don't see. I told you facts matters here. Lucifer is Lucy. And that's why she's the fourth beast. She's out of all the beasts on the planet Earth, she's the only one riding it on purple. And this is going to be interesting to all y'all right quick, because I told you this show is Halloween. My whole month is Halloween. We number eight. I'm about to make you eat your own tail. That's why you number eight. Let me go to more callers, because we about to get deep. Y'all stay focused, because y'all brought some hot. All y'all who just spoke, look what y'all brought to the table. Oh, my God, eating babies. Only Lilith said that. She said, I'm going to make you eat your firstborn. 1-877. 1-977. You with us?
Yeah. Peace, man. Good morning to you all.
Yes, it. Hit me up, because you rolling.
As you are going through this course, man, I pulled out some of my books on secret society.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to give you the titles. I really don't want to start reading from the book, and some of it, you know.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Everything we see in the world, these Jewish people, they go way, way back. Not only them, the Muslims, the church. When you look at the church, when you look at the Catholic Church, just remember when that priest or bishop or whatever you want to call him turns around, he's got a little beanie on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't look at him as Jewish because it's the Roman Catholic Church, but they're everything is subversive.
Mm-hmm.
All your schooling is subversive. You don't know who is the hidden hand. And that's the whole thing. Throughout history, people have run things. Remember, they have to have all these different revolutions, but you don't know what secret society is behind these revolutions. There's so many, the Illuminati's, the Fool Society. Let me just read you off some society, just so people
go
know. So this,
go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Do that for us, please.
You know,
this
stuff will enlighten you about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
When you start looking at all these societies, the Templars, the origins of Freemasonry, German Templarism and French Illuminatism, the Jewish Kabbalists, the Bavarian Illuminati,
mm-hmm.
Pan-Germanism, the real Jewish peril, Jewish evidence on the Tamar, the protocols of the Elders of Zorn. Here's the other book I had right here. I used to study this stuff when I was young, and then I just kind of got away from it. Multi-ritual sacrifice in London, the Tong, Romance and the Dragon, Ku Klux Klan, the Invisible Empire, Order of the mm-hmm. Solar Temple, Trial by Fire, the Hasidim, the first terrorist in history, the Mau Mau, African Insurrection, Anun, Cherenko, the Supreme Truth Set, Odessa, a Nazi escape route, the Socialists, and collective, lunatics in charge of the asylum, the thugs, worships of Kali, the Camorra, a shadow over Naples, the Hellfire Club, the Liberty, Debauchery, and Politics. All through history, these secret societies, like right now, secret societies run everything. And remember, the Jewish state is a very rich state. They've always been bankers. Remember, they basically practice magic and all kind of things. They're ingrained in all governments. They're ingrained in our government. That's why when you see the Democrats and the Republicans, they're both the same branch. They start off as socialist communists. But most people are not going to look at it like that. Mm-hmm. But that's what they are. Even the discourse they're having right now. Just remember, too, when you look at America, everybody that's running America, with the exception of these melanated brothers, a lot of them are from here. But all of these other people that's running America, they're foreigners to this country. But they call themselves American under a cloak. But they're all Europeans in nature. And that's what you got to remember. They're Europeans.
Well,
they're not from here.
Now, let me ask you, because, again, you know, vindication, you've been saying this, you've been validated for sure. Now, you see that some of the stuff we played today, what if our people had known that Hitler actually helped them become a part of this? I mean, wouldn't that make a big paradigm shift in thinking?
Well, remember, Hitler learned all that from America, from the Americans over here. Hellfire
right.
Club, which mostly your politicians were in, and all the society. And just remember, the people that used to kill leaders of states were the assassins, the smokers of hashish, the old man in the mountain.
Right.
You know, I don't even try to get into it no more because people used to think I'm nuts when I started talking about this
stuff. Don't worry about that, because the assassins, hashish, we understand that. We with you. Because we just said the East Indian Corporation, for those who understand, which you do understand. So I'll just say to everybody out there, it's a new revelation of information coming out because, of course, nothing's new under the Helios. But I'll just tell people like this. This one here is a pretty different thing. I mean, we got a chance that a woman with a crazy assassination on a U.S. president, which was taught to us by Gerald Ford, would bring in the so-called Cali, this ancient New Age construct that's been out there for millenniums right now. And so what's your thoughts on that? Because remember, this was done in New York. You in that area. I mean, it's a cattle head. The U.N. is right there. I mean, have the black America that we perceive, understand what the U.N. really mean, why is there, or are they just happy to have some grandiose building? Because here it is where they brought... They just brought in... Iran just came to the U.N., everybody, just so you know, facts do matter. They got... Here's Iran. Here's our presidents and them talking against Iran, right? Yeah, they were able to go right through New York, mess up traffic, set it up where they go right on into the U.N., and then the New Yorkers there in New York State all the way to the Erie act like that ain't no socialist capital. That's the capital. You in the capital of socialism. Let's be honest. How do you feel about that? I mean, knowing that the CFR there, Council of Foreign Relations there, everything we read about is right in that zip code. And then we got high-level Zionism there. Black people are only... And you be honest with me, I'll talk facts. You're telling me that the gentrification of Harlem and black folks are still want to be Democrats? Give me the construct of how that really works in a common mind of real thinking people. How can somebody take my land, just like they did the West Bank? They did the same thing with Bill Clinton. They took the same. I'm trying to show everybody today, you being occupied slowly as well. Ain't that over in Israel. It's right here in America. You being occupied. Now tell me how that works, brother. How they could take half of Harlem and sanction it off because you from there. Tell me how that works. Give me the politicians' names or something. How that got through. How could that get through?
Well, look, I can't tell you the politicians' names.
But give me what you think about what you thought.
New York.
Saw.
But what I think is that because of economics, this is how they come in. They come in without you seeing them. They come in and they take over all your infrastructure. Now, just remember when you're saying this, we are all indigenous to America. Well, a lot of us are. Some of us do have African roots, but
problem.
I'm indigenous to America. So what they did in the educational scheme of things, they wiped your mind. So now you think you're from Africa, but you got nothing to do with Africa. That's partly from Jesse Jackson and the thing when they made roots.
And he was right behind him that day. And at Cook College, all y'all know that college up there in New York. Everybody, Dr. Ben Yockerman came out of there. Phil Valentine. Everybody black in the conscious society goes to that college. Here it is, Ted Koppel on TV. Jesse Jackson there. Harry Butler finally was there. His wife, Ray Fosteroy. Everybody there. Everybody.
And those,
in the capital.
Them brothers from
now,
the island. Harry Belafonte and C.D. Poitier from the islands, yo.
Yeah, I'm about to take. I'm about to go there. I'm about to see. I want y'all to realize what you heard from the Knights of Malta. He told you. I got a speech I'm gonna do on the third installment of this. I'm gonna only do three. He said the New World Nelson Mandela. I got the speech. I will play it next week. He mentions the New World Order. Everybody mentions the New World Order. Let's get some more callers. Y'all about to be played. I'm about to be played. At least I ain't gonna take it up the ass. I'm gonna die fighting. 9161, you on the area. 9161.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm loving this, bro. We'll be alive to talk about it. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let me bring up something. First of all, everything you talk about, now I got the books right here at home, even though I'm not at home right now. They got the book, The Protocols of Learn L, there's a Zion, and a Synagogue of Satan book. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Protocol of Learn Elder Zion, it talks about what you talk about, but I always go back to that agreement where you talking about what Hitler was called the 1933 Havarro Agreement. That's what we call Havarro Agreement. Now, you realize over there in Israel right now, do you realize that they are talking about trying to censor journalists off the ground, Al Jazeera News and all these things? They're saying, we don't want to talk. They want to be able to kill people and abandon them and not talk about it. They don't want you to say anything about it. Remind me of, now check this out. There were over 12,000 plus Israelis that died from the jab, right? Well, you got more people over here who've been affected and died from that than that, right? Mm. Well, but they want to be able to censor you with that as well. Now, so what I looked at the other day, but this really got more to do with Ukraine to me, because when Biden had that speech the other day, $40 billion to Israel, $60 billion to Ukraine, and $7-8 million to Taiwan. Okay, now put this in perspective with Israel and Ukraine. Don't use Taiwan on this one. We'll get to them later. They basically saying we're going to use 40 to 60, well, actually $100 billion worth to depopulate a whole area of people. That's what they really just told you on national TV without you knowing it. That's what they really just told you.
Yeah.
But we need the money and the funding to keep it going. Before this thing even kicked off, the defense contractors was already getting their stocks ready.
Yeah.
This new Speaker of the House thing. Just come to think about it.
Yeah. Let's go there.
Now, I'm bringing something up here. It's very funny.
No, it's good.
It's good because it's holding up the money, but this thing, they got this guy McHenry. He didn't vote Jordan in. They might, Brian Donald say he might run. I think it's the biggest playoff show going, because my thing is, daggone, the guy they got named Hearn, that guy got ties to Israel and Ukraine. He's heavily profiting the war. That's another guy. So the guy who they bring in is going to be down for the program. because that's where the money is. This thing with Israel, Ukraine,
you said something. Now, let me go with that, because Biden said he wanted to give $100 billion to Israel. I did hear that. Did you hear that?
It's $40 billion to Israel, $60 billion to Ukraine, and $78 million to Taiwan.
Okay, so Taiwan is because now you look at them three sectors you named. Now, that's because they need that chip because, of course, all our industry is connected to this thing. Now, I want people to understand this now. We go on berserk over here in America over this so-called phenomena, and yet we got a U.S. auto worker strike going on in America. They got you thinking about over there. Yeah, they got you thinking about over there and everybody else over there. I told you, it's distraction. Do you know how many healthcare facilities now? Because Kaiser Permit is strong strike. I mean, big. Sweet. Yeah. Now, I see something on TV, but I'm going to let you speak on this. But I see them on TV. I'll be catching some of the weirdest thing. Did you know they had somebody on TV tell me that the reason why this is a bad idea, because remember, they go into debt if this deal goes through. They said they would have to buy. I'm not making this up, y'all. It came on a regular so-called news. I looked it up. It said they would have to pay and ask China to front the bill. I said China to front the bill. They will borrow. China will be able to. When they do this, they call debt bombs. They are selling America off, everybody. We are the harlot of Babylon.
Y'all better wait. That's right.
Now let me bring up something that you brought up just now. Hold on. Because I'm about to get to them two things. Because we got another. You brought up the auto workers, but just yesterday they announced that the culinary art people out there in Vegas, they going on strike too. So actually, everybody been going on strike. It's a big
everybody
thing going on.
Thank you. Everybody. Now this is what you know. True revolution. I just told you the Jacobean. I don't know how much you heard in the show earlier, but I said the Jacobean, the first depopulation, original one. I gave you the Bible one because that might be too scary for most people. The Bible is the first depopulation program, first of all. That's the first one. First thing God says is kill everybody. I mean, that should be a wake-up call to many of you right there. Now, second thing is the East Indian Corporation. They are part of Africa. I got the whole records. I'm going to be revealing these records out. Thank you, all you out there who helped put this together. The records are in the constitutional laws, everybody. I mean, they sold this to the bankers and the pirates a long time ago. Funny that we're going along with the Colombian faction. These factions, they're called the Colombian, the Colombo. I can go on and on. Our economy has now been taken over by what we call technocrats. The technocrats have taken over. They come from Canada. They come from Canada and France, everybody. Canada and France has financed a new revolution. It's called cybernetics. You've been taught cybernetics all this time, and the New World Age movement has been now taken over. I'm going to take more calls. I'm going to prove this with facts in just a little bit.
You're right, brother.
I'm having fun with this. You're probably the dry bones, bro. Keep calling. I need people like y'all to keep telling us what's going on in your region. You're not from my region. Your region got to see. And you might be that beacon of light.
Let me bring up one more thing.
Go ahead.
So right down here in Richmond, Virginia, recently they've been having people walk up to people and try to get you put lines on to get a new casino. Well, if you look at the word casino, if you're trying to, I'm like, you're talking about you got an economy debt, but you want to be a casino. That's part of the Tavish Stock Institute. Look, the other day, just at a high school here, we had six young girls at a school called Armstrong High School that had to go to the hospital because they overdosed on what they call, not overdosed, but they had a reaction to what these things called edible gummies, marijuana gummies, man.
Right.
That's part of the Tavistock Stock Institute, man.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm glad you brought that up because, again, this has been brought to our mindset, but again, that because of the drugs, and everybody, I don't try to tell people what to do because, see, these drug things is part of everybody's life. If you're taking any type of pharmaceutical, y'all, I don't give a damn if you got a prescription or not. It's part of the drug game. The drug game is they're using different countries. They got to have opium, y'all. They got to have opium, and they got to have heroin. These are the major morphetic drugs necessary. So you got to have a farming culture that is strictly for that. And it's all around the world. And now, because of the new age of technology, and I keep telling people, they brought back the ancient marijuana. But marijuana was the first one, but they said that we can't do much with marijuana if we keep it natural. I looked this up, like you said, brother.
Boxer Rebellion.
That's right. Boxer Rebellion, heroin. I just said it. Heroin, Afghanistan. Opium, China. Afghanistan, China. This is the East Indian Trade Corporation. I just told y'all, this is not by accident. Let me get some more callers. By the time I play this next, hold on, before we take more callers, I told y'all this. They got you believing in black. Blackface is a Masonic cult. You playing blackface don't make me upset because you're revealing something to me, a history that you keep secret. But see, the dumb people think, that's racist. Nah, they ain't racist if you know what it meant. You don't know what it means. That's the problem. But they gave you the biggest black face you could ever have. And look what he told you, and are you paying attention?
The biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Economics, the man said, universal income is now coming into America. Let me get 4953. What does that mean, 4953?
I don't know, Dubbones, but they don't have your show on BTR on live. I don't know where the hell. I guess they put you off.
I don't know what's going
but
on.
But that last caller you had, Bernard, he's a good person. He's a hell of
a
researcher.
Yes, he is. No doubt. That's why I told him. You part of Dry Bones. Come on anytime. We need all the information we need. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, this is Pianki. I haven't been on your show in a long time.
Yeah, it's been yes. Go ahead, Brother Pianki.
It's been years, but you know,
yes.
I was happy. It's good to hear you talk about the Havara Agreement that the Nazis had in order to form, or should I say, a new home for the Jews. But do you know what their first choice was before the Balfour Agreement? It was Uganda.
Yeah, I heard Uganda name. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine a bunch of white Caucasians coming back to Uganda talking about we home?
It'd have been Tarzan. It'd have been a Tarzan movie.
It would have been terrible. Now, that video skit which you had about eating the babies, I can't find that.
AOC. That is AOC. I knew that. I told people I kept this clip. I told people, I said, when I found it, I was like, that's when she first came out. She was going around the country and the world, and Greta from the, that little young girl had this thing over there.
Talking about the world coming to an end. Yeah.
Right. They had her over there with AOC, and that type of rhetoric came out. When I heard that, I said, oh, I knew then what was going on. But go ahead. Yeah, that's there. On a real clip. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you got my phone number. You get a chance. Text me those videos.
Yeah, I will.
And yourself, and you know Dr. Ray Higgins, don't you?
Yeah,
you've heard
of course.
Of him.
I met him personally. So yes, if we have, yes.
helped him get started. We helped him get started in St. Louis when the Baptist preachers and that was coming out against him. So next time you talk to him, ask him about that. But anyway, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your calls. But
man,
if,
go
if
ahead.
Can,
I appreciate that call. I appreciate that call. Yeah, just get, I told y'all I knew it's gonna be hard because I kept serious. I've been doing this for so long, man. You know that it's nothing new. I've been trying to tell people a long time ago. I said this going toward a dynamics that most black folks would not comprehend it because it's like it's sci-fi to them. But these people advocate eating of babies, which is of the ancient cult of Molech. You can go even further into that. But I keep telling people that our people, even in Africa, they were eating the albinos. I'm going to do maybe the third part of it.
Yeah, they were eating albinos. Yes,
they were
right.
Eating
the
albinos.
In northern Nigeria.
Right. So I don't know why I don't know why people got this psychotic mindset that everything is so great in our psyche. In our psyche, it's like we got a lot of chaos going on in these same countries that made agreements with these people. That's what I'm trying to get people to see. I love our history, but it been lied to us in so many ways because I looked up some – Dr. Ngimi was on my show who did the whole thing for Dr. Shadiat. It wouldn't even been translated to us without Dr. Ngimi and them and some other brothers out of New York. And I mean, even he said it. We was infighting. We was infighting with each other through all these nations. And I'm trying to tell people in my mindset that I'm not sure we should be blaming the white man for everything. Because to me, we ruled much longer than the white man's ruled from my history of seeing things. I'm trying to figure out why he gets so much credit and we got a much bigger history. I just don't see it. But
you are absolutely right. Just ain't ready for that. So to talk about it is like beating your head up against the wall.
Right.
Hey, man, let's get back to
the show. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Yeah, I'm going to take some more calls. But ain't that deep, about what y'all just heard this brother say out of a different area. You see how I'm saying how the mind has been altered through a lot of things. I got 7472. I'm going to take all y'all calls because, hey, we got a long time before we get off. And so my thing is you yourself on this line, you got to control thyself because otherwise other people will have you having a heart attack. It will cause you to die because death is a cult. It's a cult. It is designed. It's called the Caduceus cult. It's not hard to see. I will play it if I need be. But I just want y'all to see what's coming. See, it's time to show you what's coming because since y'all don't know what's happened in the past, but only so far, everything we just gave y'all today, crumbs. The Jacobean. That's why Haiti messed up. That's what messed them up with the Jacobeans. Go look up Haiti's history. The Jacobeans. Toussaint Overture was a Jacobean. They say Bachman is the damn real revolutionary. They take people outside the fringes to give you the truth now because you so brainwashed on social media. Social media is a synonym for socialism. That's how good they are. That's how good they are. Let me get some more calls. So they can even have you happy to be showing all you do, just like 1984. Just because I know it's got to be deep. Think about one thing. 1984, George Orwell was part of the New World Order. H.G. Wells had a book called The Open Conspiracy. They put this out early in our history. Our people who we got over here, never really act like they didn't notice. But if they telling you that they wrote a book about how they can control us by watching ourselves, and you telling me the social media is not part of that instrument, man, we messed up. Because then right now our kids are social media junkies. Social media junkies. That's what they have produced. That's what they wanted. So now they could take them into a virtual reality now. Easier than it was for us who would fought back. And it even says it in their own writings that I'm like, well, it can't be that much of sci-fi, but sci-fi is actually happening right before my very eyes. That's what's happening. Now, I'm going to show you it's happening right quick because this is coming to you right because of all the anti-Semitism that they state they're going to bring out the robots. New York, listen carefully. You will be eating alive first.
I've never seen nothing like this before in my life.
Now viral videos show, for lack of a better term, a robot dog joining the human members of the NYPD's response to a domestic dispute inside a NYCHA building in Kipps Bay Monday.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal.
344 East 28th Street Tenant Association President Melanie Ocello shot one of those viral videos on her smartphone and compared the scene she witnessed to something out of a dystopian movie.
It scared me.
The NYPD told Fox 5 the 70-pound four-legged robot equipped with cameras, lights, two-way communication, and artificial intelligence, allowing it to move on its own, remained on standby Monday while human officers arrested the suspect and charged him with criminal possession of a weapon.
I think it really speaks to the skewed priorities of their leadership.
Senator Brad Hoyleman, who represents the district where this incident took place, thought deploying the $74,000 robot dog anywhere undermined police community relations, but especially in a public housing complex where residents might already mistrust the police.
They deserve policing that is humane and human.
The NYPD reminds us it's used robots in hostage and hazmat situations for 4+ decades.
Now, right now, the call for acceleration of police is out. And here it is, America. Listen carefully, right quick, all you listening. White people, everybody. You are fighting a war of protecting somebody else's borders, and your ass is wide open, like a porn star.
All makes right, let's get no some damn sense.
Let's
no
get
damn
some more
sense.
Colors. Yeah, somebody answer that one. You got a porn star ass and ramming right through you. 6661, welcome to the Helios. We about to get, I got
hey,
one more
man. Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning. It's good to be back. Hey, all I say is this whole cabal, like the sisters speak, benign breath, running the show, Order of Satin. A while ago, remember when we had that map of the so-called secret societies, and it showed their order, and it had the various groups in there, and it all came back to the Vatican, you know, this thing that's going on, and we were trying to print it, but they wouldn't let us print it, and it gives you the whole layout of it, and that's where the loyalty lies. And see, a lot of these brothers that are just speculative and talking about, oh, I'm Brother Gabe and all that, if you really knew what the G mean, which it means narcissism, and you could take narcissism in various ways, just look up narcissism and see what it entails, you'd be like, God damn, I'm just speculating, but these people are really actually operating this shit day in, day out. You just throwing signs, they're actually putting this shit on us. But it still goes back to the cult, and it still goes back to us. But people had to remember Hitler, too. He was also a bastard son of the Rothschilds. Rothschilds was fucking the maid.
Yeah.
He was fucking the maid. And that's how Hitler came about, because they put him in power. They put him there for a reason.
And he went against it. See what he said?
He went
against it. All they thought about and said, nah, we're going to do this agreement. So that's the connection right there through sex, like we always said. Sex agreement is a very powerful agreement, y'all. It's a very powerful agreement on the planet Earth to this day. I got the Bible story here. Yeah.
Jack Bauer. But what we also found out, too, man, you putting together a $100 billion package, right? You trying to still do the payoff, because they got your nuts in a hole, because this thing that he has done as far as sell out his country, this shit is bigger than him, because they've been doing this shit since whoever predecessors came about, whether it's picking up the bag, whether it was the blackface they put on Obama when he went to Africa to make the deal with the cobalt and all that shit, and China and all that. This shit is bigger than us. And it doesn't make sense for you, like y'all said, you protecting somebody else's border, but then they're bringing in a new economic structure where they're they're filtering us out. We are going to become the minorities in a minute, and these the people that are coming in here, they don't even see you as far as the Adams House from whatever. They don't even know you from Adams House, Cat, and they're coming in here, and they're going to take the jobs, and when this shit go bankrupt, and you need a job after all the PPP money done went about, and you can't find a job, you're going to be fucked.
Stop it, man. Stop telling the facts. Hold on. Stay with me, y'all. I told you today I got the superscriptions. This is the one for women, y'all, in the New Testament. I'm going to tell y'all, I told y'all. They say, well, is Jesus ethical in this Bible? I got it's the scriptures. This is now y'all be talking all this Jesus stuff. All y'all going to church at 12. Look how violent prone Jesus is. I'm about to tell you. I'm gonna give you the scriptures right here. It says one, Matthew 6:19-34. Jesus said, "Don't save any money, and don't plan ahead." Matthew 8:32. Having no regrets for private property, Jesus destroyed the herd of someone else's pig. Like socialism in a minute now. I'm trying to go. I'm going somewhere with this because this in your own Bibles. I go out. It's like about 8 up, like 19. Look what this one says. Jesus. Now, this is Acts 5:5-10. And Ananias and his wife Sapphira were killed for withholding money from the church. I said, oh, shit. Oh, that one there. I said, what the fuck? Did they say that? What? Killed. Acts now. Acts 5:5-10. Read it yourself. I'm giving the superscriptions. Said they were killed for withholding money from. I said, oh, man, that sounds like some familiar shit. Let me go to the women's stuff. This all, and I told you, I got so much stuff. Everybody who know me for real, real, know I got a ton of shit. I know y'all ain't trying to get, because it costs some money sometimes, and you ain't going to spend to get it. But look what this one says about women. Now, this is what women. See, that's why I say the black woman in America would have been killed a long time ago if we really went along with this. Thank goodness. Y'all are lucky to be alive. Listen to this shit. Corinth 11:3-10. Women are inferior because men was not, hold on. This is what it says. Women are inferior because men were not created from women, but women were created from man. Every woman while praying or prophesying must have her head because the angels, meaning the spirits, it uses to believe that her hair attracted spirits. So her hair was antennas, and they said Medusa, and so they covered your head. See, they tell you why we got rid of your ass, why I say it could kill witches. Yeah, but see, the Bible said we could kill witches. I read that earlier for you. Now, let me go even further. So you women are in trouble. Y'all hair are out now. That when they get power, Lilith must going to really go berserk. So I'm nervous. Now it says, a woman must not speak in church. This is the Corinthians 14:34-35, 1 Corinthians, which is shame for them to do. Now, they only want them speaking. If they are to ask questions, they must learn from their husbands at home. Now, there is nations doing that now, right in your neighborhood, Black America. You know they are. Live right next to you. They wives don't come out at all. Let's get real. I'm about to get on the heels. I got 8554 bringing you in. I got five. I got so many of y'all coming in now. 9451. They're getting hot on the heels. I thought I was going to wake some people up today. Go ahead. 8554.
Hey, don't be so hard on the church people down here, bro, because you'd be surprised. Now,
okay.
Because I'm surprised myself because, believe it or not, since I've been here, only been here in Memphis here for about 5 or 6 months, the people who kind of have a general idea of what's going on are actually the church folks.
Oh, man, that's a
good one. And it's interesting because I'm wondering now, the people I talk to in terms of quote-unquote going to church, what are they really talking about down here? And I've had more enlightened conversations with them than the people who don't go to church at all.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
Another true story. Hey, I'm just keeping it real.
Go ahead.
A few days ago, I had to go to the DMV and get my license switched over from Illinois to Tennessee. Now, what was interesting, the way they have it set up here now, when you come into the facility, you have to have a smartphone. And the reason why I say that is because, like, when you come in, they have a little billboards and stuff with these little barcodes on it. So you have to take your phone and scan it, and that's your way of checking in and taking your number to its call. If you don't have a smartphone, you're not getting a license.
Hmm.
That's just how it's set up here.
Oh, wow. If you don't have a smartphone, you don't get a license?
Right, because you need your smartphone to check in and take a number. That's how they're doing
Android?
It here now.
No Androids.
Android, iPhone, whatever. You need a device to scan the barcode to get you processed, started getting checked in. And
the
also, what's interesting.
iPhone more expensive.
Right.
That's why I asked that question. Yeah, go ahead.
And so also what's interesting here now, now, you got to go, quote, unquote, to the DMV and get your license and stuff, but the underlying entity of the DMV is the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So here, I guess my situation by me coming from another state, I had to get the license here. So basically, you have to have passport, birth certificate, certain documentation, whatever. If
put
you don't have those documents.
Yeah, moving around. Put yourself on mute. If you're moving around.
Yeah, somebody making a lot of noise.
Yeah, you're making a lot of noise. Mute yourself. I don't care. I don't need to hear nobody but the people talking. Then y'all come in when we give y'all the next cue. Because I ain't taking y'all out. Just put yourself on mute because y'all are moving around. I'm hearing a lot of stuff. Go ahead, brother. Finish up.
Yeah, so basically, if you don't have the documentation, you're not getting a license. And
wow.
When you do come in and bring the documentation, they thoroughly go through it. And
now,
also,
that's a shame. Now I'm gonna go there with you. Stay with me. See, I'm an advocate that the elderly ain't gonna be able to do this no more because it's too complicated on some cases. Not all elderly, but a lot of elderly is not gonna be like, I gotta do what now to get a phone or not? You gotta get a phone. You gotta. So if your parents are able to drive,
and that's a good point because basically here with the elderly. You better bring your daughter, son, grandchild just to help you. Now, I would say this. They did have a sister there that was very patient in terms of actually helping people and walking
that's
them through the process, even
there
with the phone. Everybody's not like that.
Right. That's what. Now, hold on. Let's go there. Because I'll be looking at these movies, and the workers who get these positions. Now, I'm telling y'all, and stay with me. Your municipality took sustainable development money. I guarantee you, just to survive, they took the federal money out here in Dade County. They're doing it all over the place. Now, the quality of work from the workers, if they become mean-spirited after getting jobs that they did not have, you got to wonder what kind of workers we getting. If we got workers who are not able to help the elderly, because there's a place where the elderly gets cut off. They are not able to remember, and how are they supposed to remember this new technology? No one's advocating for them. It's hard to do. So I'm advocating out there that if your parents out there, y'all young, help your elderly grandparents and family members, because they're going to have to be able to transition into what I call the new world order paradigm, and they are not going to make it without your help because it's changing. Just to get their records, they're going to have to go through.
And another couple of things. One thing was kind of disturbing. So all the employees had on masks.
Wow.
So that's been this way since I've been here. I got here in April. So however people want to interpret that, they're all wearing masks down here.
The workers
it's like COVID was never over
with.
That's
part of the money. Hold on. We're talking. It's part of the money. So the money they're getting might advocate that the workers must wear the mask, part of the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Because these monies are coming from federal funds, y'all. When your municipality do stuff that
I mean, like the sister said, I don't think it was necessarily because if it was mandatory, they would have made the people come in. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. It's voluntary. And you still have that vibration down here of certain people being afraid of quote-unquote COVID.
Okay.
But it's not working on everybody.
That's scary. That voluntary now makes it where are they negligible? If you think it's feasible for you to do it, y'all gonna have to make that decision amongst yourselves, because that's a self thought pattern. So
right.
If you say that
right.
the job tells you that you know, it's up to you to do it, and you take that privilege
because
to do it.
The supervisor didn't have one on, but most of the employees did. But the security
yeah.
guard and stuff, he didn't have one on either. Oh, someone had right. mentioned earlier about the Speaker of the House paradigm. Now, right. the person that was supposed to, this last, I forgot his name, was supposed to be nominated, he has connections with George Soros. Watch out for that shit.
Yes, yes.
Jim
That's
Jordan.
Another thing. That's yes, yeah. Jim Jordan. Yeah, Jim Jordan. Now, all of
yeah.
y'all, I'm going to tell y'all
about
this.
That. That's all they were screaming was Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm going to tell y'all.
That's why they give illegal cell phones.
Right. It's by design, y'all. There's no way this could be any orchestrated better. As soon as this happened, they got, I'm telling you, they use the magic numbers, 8. They're doing it on the 8th, October surprise, all this crazy shit. They carry on. They have made a regiment to able to deceive the people at different constellational times. Y'all been saying this. It's a fact. It's not made up. They look at the highest energy possible, and that's one thing. They got the women who they consider to be the mediums, which they now call witches in your Bibles. That's why it was the covering the hair, because the antenna of the transmission of these celestial energies would have vibrated through them, which makes them subject to being called true mediums. Now, I'm about to go even further now. I'm about to get deeper. I told y'all, I'm not playing with y'all today, because we got a whole nother hour. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be the problem here. This plant stuff, all this Green Deal, there's a part in the Bible. Silliness. I ain't making this up, y'all. These are the scriptures under this that y'all may not know it's under, but it is. But before we get there, let me get four more calls. I'm gonna give you 2 minutes, bro. 549451 before we go to 12. Those you on the spot?
Is my mic open?
I'm not sure because I'm on 94. Which one you at? I've got a few mics open. Four. I got a few people open. Which one you on? What is it?
7472.
Well, then since we can hear you, go ahead. Brother Kwame, because, yeah, you open. Yep,
yeah,
you've been open.
I didn't know I was open because
yeah,
I
you've
was
been,
making
I
followed.
Yeah, I don't know if you had, but I actually didn't speak, but I was telling people earlier, since you were taking us into that 12 o'clock hour, perfect timing, I know you did your presentation. You got a little bit of that. I said I wanted to have you come on and give some, but go ahead. Take us into at least the top of the hour so we can
Brother Derek is correct, you know, with this driver's license and what they're doing, because it's like you're now, it's going to be your passport to travel. And if
right.
you look at your, if anybody got their new driver's license, you look up in your right-hand corner, you have a yellow star. And if you remember back through history, what did the Jews wear on their uniforms when they were in prison? They had the yellow star. And the yellow star is also the star of China. But what we're looking at getting ready to happen, how many have you heard
one,
of APEC? APEC will be in San Francisco 11/11. This is all by design with alignment, 11/11 through 11/17. And in them being here in this country doing this in San Francisco, they are bringing forth Australia, Dusala, Canada, Chile, Republic of China, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, Japan, Republic of Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Russia Federation, Singapore, Chinese Taipei, Thailand, United States, and Vietnam. Do you know what country is not in there? Africa.
No country in Africa is in this. That's Jesus, that's really ridiculous. That's unbelievable.
APEC stands for the Asian Pacific. This is dealing with all of the Asian Pacific. If you look at, and y'all were talking about the chip, the Taiwan microchip company being built in Chandler, Arizona, 8 buildings that they're constructing, 10,000 construction workers are working right now under the guidance of Homeland Security to build this.
to build this microchip company here. The other thing that's going on that I shared is what we call, but America is doing the new trade. It's called the Extraterrestrial Fiber Optics Project. That's where they're dropping cables from the United States to Africa and to the South Americas, where they're going to put all of that countries online through fiber optics.
Yeah,
everything is not in the cloud. It is in the oceans.
Yeah.
All the cables are connect. All the connections is through cables dropped in there. And if you look at what's
going from America to Africa,
it's the same route.
The now, when they drop it in the ocean, because I remember you sent it up, and it is connecting underwater, because that's they're going to be using what they call a smart boats, smart different nautical items as well. It went to a whole bunch of things. Shipping. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the Asia Pacific realm, that's that area over there, Malaysia, Polynesian Islands. But the African people, they got their own trades with different parts of India, parts of Arab immigrants. So Africa already got a lot of trading going on.
But
Africa,
those are the
I got a problem with is the trading with Africa is these nations are rich already. They just because they people poor does not have no reflection on the fact that their rulers are super billion to almost gigillionaires. So I don't know why we so we go so far with the Africa stuff, but their leaders are super. If you look up the richest people in America, they're African, some of them. Right out of Africa. So I don't know, where this is going with the Africans, but the Africans got a lot of wealth. Just because their people look poor, that's not no reflection on the wealth they got. They got a bunch of wealth. They just sold it out. I mean, we got to come to grips. I mean, they're selling their own people. I mean, for y'all to be liking, but we got a lot of blacks here in America. Got these cars. I mean, our people love consumerism. And you're right, Brother Kwame. We seem to take on these things not realizing, okay, if we're getting a car that has a battery, okay, it takes minerals, where do minerals come from? And then we find out where they come from, and the people poor, but when I look up their rulers, oh, man, they rulers are like, come on, y'all. They rulers live in lavish. They are, and most of them go to France. Most of their rulers go to France and stuff and shop and all that shit. And so is the Black America. Black America was just in France for Paris Week. All our greatest so-called blacks have went to Paris. And I just told you Paris was the first nation in modern times.
Kanye and Jay-Z, niggas in Paris.
Right. They want to kill. Look what this is where the Illuminati construct of killing people. And the reason why they killed people, y'all, was not because they was considered useless. The economy couldn't carry them, and these cats got together in the time of the Enlightenment, era. It's called the Enlightenment era. They started coming
right,
with votes there. They started killing their own people. So I said, when black talk to black people in America, I was like, so you think that's really, they going to just kill us, huh? You think, because everybody black think, oh, white folks just kill us. Man, that's blacks are not close to the killing of their own people. That's a fact. That's a fact.
But anybody who took that series of vaccines, I mean, you
that's
sealed your own
construct.
Fate right there, no matter if you're black or white, you know?
That's a new construct. So that construct shows
what,
you that we're on a global scale now, and that's why I like what y'all saying out here. Each area, that's why we do with this area with the dry bones, all come from different areas. Each area of the world is going into its own construct. And they all going to supposedly, according to this prophecy that they from. Everybody going to be on one religion, one government, one currency, and we're at the time where we are seeing the fighting of that, and it's, that paradigm is here. When have you ever heard of crypto money, money that's just out of thin air through a digital reality? I mean, come on, y'all. This is unheard of. Unheard of. Not even a tangible. It's not even a tangible good. It's a virtual.
The only time I heard about that money is when I played every video game.
Now, I'm trying to act like, now I'm actually y'all out there listening. We're at the top of the hour now. We're going into the bewitching hour now. This is a craft unbelievable. If this is able
to be universally done, not just in one sector of the earth, in all sectors. The same playbook has been played, and I'm going to read one more for the
Bible. Can I just add on to that right there?
I was just
when the brother said about Jim Jordan that he was part of George Soros. I had to do some little checking real quick, and the brother earlier said they both on the same wings, but I just want to say some people don't like to say I believe, but I know it's at least 40% of the Republican Party that does love the country, and I believe, and I know that those are the people
40,
who are stopping.
You said 40.
Jim,
okay, so 40%.
And okay. George Soros is worth $25 billion. He is a Jew. He's Jewish. Now, we are protecting our borders. We've taken care of everybody else. We're raising our gas, our food. Everything's going to sugar to shit here. And it ain't by, because of what Trump left behind. He left a damn gold mine. They took everything and turned it back. So if George Soros ain't giving no damn money to Israel, and he worth $25 billion, why in the hell are we continuously giving our money if they're trying to fulfill Lucifer?
Not like that. Oh, that's beautiful. Hold on. Makes sense. Let's keep it simple. Before you add all that stuff. You just said why the American people, because I said the same thing. How could the American people who know that Hollywood and all the richest people are part of this community, and yet you pretending like they're being, no one that I know is personally trying to go after Jewish people. I mean, we pretty much get along with everybody, good or bad. There's nobody in the black community. So I told y'all, listen to what he said, Nelson Mandela.
It's called propaganda.
Right.
They're victimized. Propaganda. They want everybody to be victims for people to feel sorry for them. Feel sorry for your own damn country, your own poor homeless people.
Okay, so now you using that analogy, now I think I say four. Now, they being played as this group. Everybody by now should know this group has a history that they even themselves have said shady. So we're not going to debate that, but we will debate this. If America has already gave its allegiance to this group, because that's what it did, everybody. It said that no matter what, and that's coming from both the Democrats and the Republicans, which is a serious thing here. Because if the black community, what you heard Nelson Mandela say, all this stuff with Harry Butterfield, all them, Jesse Jackson, all there, and you are the least of the reciprocatorial process of all this so-called civil rights initiatives, you don't have the most out of it. You are the least of the people to receive the benefits. That's a fact. The people receiving the benefits is now coming from the East.
Foreigner occupation.
Right, I'm talking about
and they're coming over the border. They're coming over the Mexican border.
Not even owned by
the Indians. All of them coming. Right. It's not just the Mexicans coming over. They lying.
Everybody, Pakistan. Everybody's coming
everybody.
Over. India, Pakistan, China. Now I want you to
Ukraine, India,
okay.
Africa.
We got you.
On the planet is coming over
We got you. Now we got black folks in America. I know y'all hot over this, but hey, y'all going to take
that
heat.
Keep voting for the people who want to open borders. I don't understand
that's
that.
Where
you keep voting
for
the same people.
That's where we're going with this. You said it, we said it, but let's get some more perspective now because this is more dangerous than that. They made this up too. They knew this. I got proof. They had already known that they were going to heat us up. They said, well, we got to get these motherfuckers heated up. We're going to make it look like Republican. I mean, I just show y'all know that the Bush family said the New World Order in our modern times of remembrance. Because many of y'all never heard New World Order. It was the Bush family that brought the New Order to y'all mind.
And Lori Lightfoot, former mayor of Chicago, said it out of her mouth too. Democrat,
right.
Republican.
Right, said it out of her mouth. Now, I'll keep telling y'all, that's a Republican said it. Here's a Democrat said, it's bigger than that right now. You should know this by now. So that debate should be out the window. The window now is who is who. That's what
exactly.
We need to talk about. Who is who?
Absolutely.
Now, y'all playing this dumb game. Ain't no about no. We already proved that how many shows ago we just played the game.
It's on both sides.
But, okay,
that's
now,
right.
Before I bring another caller, this is the group. Now, I told y'all, when I learned it, I give it out. I was like, okay, that's too deep to hold. D.C. was brought by the Vatican. Archbishop Carroll. Every high school in America knows that this is the financier for them. This is a book. I'm only going to play 2 minutes of this so y'all can see where we're going because I want to get everybody in on this last part. If somebody got a book named this, maybe y'all should listen. Hollywood.
So you may have heard of The Secret Oath of the Jesuits. I looked into that, and what I found is this book called The Moneta Secreta. It's on openlibrary.org, and it was written by an ex-Jesuit. And it was published originally in the year 1723. And I didn't read the whole thing, but I just skipped through it. And so I just want to share a few things here. If you want to look more closely into it, I'll leave the link below. So it says, the greatest possible care must be taken that these instructions do not fall into the hands of strangers. But if this should happen, let it be denied that these are the principles of the society, and let such denial be confirmed by those of our members whom we are sure know nothing of them. So it's saying there are some people within the order itself who don't know the ultimate agenda, which makes sense because we know a lot of organizations do that, a lot of secret societies do that. Chapter 1, it says, in order to render itself acceptable to the inhabitants of a place, the object of the society will be of great service. It is necessary to discharge the most humble duties in hospitals, to visit the poor and the afflicted and prisoners, that the principal inhabitants may be led to admire and love our people. So I'm just going to skim through what I've highlighted in here. And then it says, and cause them to be more liberal towards us. And then it says, all must learn the same outward manner. Be cautious in buying land. Let this be done in the names of some trusty and secret friends. Let the purchases which are adjacent to our colleges be assigned to colleges at a distance, by which means it will be impossible that princes or magistrates can ever have certain knowledge of the revenue of the society. So, I mean, they're trying to hide their revenue. And then it says, let the greatest amount be always extorted from widows. And let what is contained in the Roman treasury be kept secret. And this reminded me of Matthew 23, where it says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayer.
And then you got the nerve to say, is there any help for the widow's son? Ain't that amazing? 7976, we about to get deep on this one here, boy. I tell you, it ain't over yet.
Same playbook.
7696. 7696, area code 618. 7696, okay. All right, you don't want to speak, we're going to mute you out there. Okay, now, let's keep it going. Now, y'all heard that.
Drive on.
Yeah, yeah,
can
go
I
ahead.
Just say something about that video?
Yeah, go ahead and speak on that video, because that's just too deep to not even
okay.
speak on.
Right. That video is extremely, extremely deep because of the fact that that is how the society is being ran under a secrecy because of the fact that you say that how are people doing it, how they don't know it, because they know how to hide it very, very well. So you can have some people in organizations, in churches and everything, they don't understand because they were taught another way of, like I had said earlier. So therefore, they can manipulate people. And then just like Trump went to court all those different times, and every judge refused to hear his case. Motions, they dismissed it. Those are the people that they plant. The judges, they may think they're doing it for another
Absolutely.
Reason, something good, but they're really doing
the judges.
The
judges don't got a problem killing you. I read it in their own Bible. It said the judges like, hey, well, we going to... Now, I'm glad you brought Trump up again.
Media,
you know why.
The media, all this is all in cahoots. The media, corporations, churches, businesses... All of them are being ran by the secret society under
it's
their plan.
Four people. Now they give you these four.
Yes, it's their plan is being. They start from the top and they just spread it on
right.
down. This
right.
is what
I'm
it's
saying,
supposed
Brother
to do.
D, you, Brother D, all y'all been saying this. It's not new.
I'm saying y'all been saying about the different corporations, BlackRock and all that. Y'all been on point. My point is to everybody there on the regular level. Now, you may not care about all that, but when I read deeper into this, what they did was they created fake shortages. I looked up each country, Cuba. The earth is abundance, y'all. The earth, under what Brother Kwame be talking about, nature, would be abundant. Of course, nature would know how to kill itself and make itself rejuvenated. But man has created a difference. It said, well, we're going to add on to nature. So nature now got them making a fake famine, meaning that, well, we're going to pay you not to grow. When the earth say on the seventh year, you more nutrients, you're going to get more abundance. But we said, no, fuck the seventh year shit. Let's just not grow nothing and create this shortage, and then we'll grow. Well, by then, you got to deplete the soil. So what did they do, y'all? I'm telling y'all, y'all want to hear this, but it's Halloween. What better place to put the dead is in soil? What better place? Come on. $100.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Boy, oh boy. But this was out coffins. If you just throw some bodies up in that bad boy, the ground has to allow because we fertilized.
But the soil is a living being, and the thing that we have to understand.
Yeah, we live on top of giants.
It's a good wide web. Before there was a technology, there was what was called the wood wide web, that the roots and the fungi and the whole system of the roots are connected to each other, that they talk and communicate. You even know that there's what they call forest bathing, and that when you go and walk in nature, the oil from the trees create a aromatherapy in which helps the human being to reconnect back to itself, because this is why you're banned from nature. That's why you have what's called nature deficit disorder. There is an imbalance when you are banned from nature. That's why it's called the concrete jungle, not the forest. The concrete jungle means is that they take down the trees, put down asphalt and concrete, and block out the sun with tall buildings. That disconnects you from your mother.
And that keeps you hot, too. Our heat is just Now, let's go with that. I don't have a problem with that, because that makes me, who's going to debate that? That's just common facts. My thing with that, it would be, okay, I get you. Now, that means that we ourselves have taken on this concept of allowing the land to be used in a way where it doesn't replenish in the same time frame that it would say it would nourish itself. So if the people got used to, let's just deal with the feudal, I guess farming is just ancient to me. It's like you got to farm. So if they use that as the first vehicle of then we was following the time capsule plot. We was following the sauces and all this stuff, the farmer's almanac. We grew up hearing about the farmer's almanac, when to do this. So we know that has validity. But in this era of the 30s, we allowed these practitioners to weave out our real root people, our people who was actually the true healers. I read in a battle of some court cases where we were the people who, like yourself, who go and heal naturally. They were outnumbering doctors, so they named y'all quacks, or named people quacks. So we took that same magic word, or they quacks. So now we go against them when they were actually the fundamental medicine keepers of our society. So I'm looking at that era where of the 30s to the 40s, when we allowed this DNA, Department of Agriculture to come in, and I'm finding out it's just unbelievable what took place there. It's almost like genocidal homicide where they were actually like, oh, so now they made a movie, y'all, with DiCaprio and y'all know what I'm talking about from The Godfather. He, about the Native Americans being like killed, genocidally killed in one of them towns now. And I said to myself, wow, this is amazing. And I had just read about this killing going on that's been universal now. Not that they did. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I know y'all think about white people a lot, but when I dig deeper, and I found out that other nations was actually complicit in going along with this. You think that China ain't with this one child policy? That sounds like depopulation program. I went to Africa. Some of them nations were allowing them to stitch up the vaginas. Stitch up to the vagina. That's not done here in America. It's called female circumcision. That's done in those countries, some of those countries. Yes, they do. Y'all could look it up. Play with me if you want to. Wish it was a lightning round. We could bet some money. They do female circumcision. How's that sound to y'all? Yeah, they'll tell you what? We're going to give you. I'm going to talk. But think about what I just asked. Would you be okay with your daughters getting female circumcisions? Go ahead. Now, go ahead.
Look, you know when they did the airlift from the Better Israel out of Gondor, Ethiopia, to Israel? Israel government made the Ethiopian women use birth control or they sterilize them, and they recircumcise the men.
Yeah, think about that one. How'd that sound to you? Does that make sense to us that... Go ahead.
The movie you were talking about, The Killer of the Flower Moons, is about the Osage Nation that settled in Oklahoma. They bought the land in which they were put off of their land originally. They bought the land, and what they discovered was oil on the land, and they became millionaires. They started building mansions and having white chauffeurs. And what happened was is the Europeans start coming down, and the government, United States, even said, y'all don't know what to do with all this money that y'all making. And so what they did is they started a process of killing off the men in order for the white men to marry the indigenous woman. There was the youngest millionaire.
The same playbook. Ain't that what they did to the women?
Because in this country, before we were invaded, the matriarchal were the ones who controlled the land. The women
now,
controlled the land.
Go ahead.
Right. And this is the part where you have to understand what out of that whole incident happening there in Oklahoma was to start the first investigator set by the governor was J. Edgar Hoover, who started the FBI. That was the first investigation
Now, now, FBI, I want y'all to know something. The FBI and Hitler and them, it's the OSO, they are like the precursor to the FBI when they bought all the Germans. I tell you, Germans are the number one European group in America. That's a fact. And so it has a lot to do with a lot of this stuff that's going on. But let's go with the premise, which he just said. Now, these Native Americans supposedly was getting rich, boom, 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 oil, Oklahoma. That's what today is. That's why you can't get nothing today. You just said why you can't get anything. Because they are made tribal oaths. The females went along with it. They ain't fight back and say, I ain't marrying your ass. Will kill me and make me go to court. I don't know what they didn't say. All I know is that they end up marrying Hawaiian. We proved the queen over there in Hawaii. She married them. All I could tell y'all is this is ancient. This is ancient.
Benjamin Franklin,
the Green
the First Nation. Benjamin Franklin studied. They had two longhouses: the one for the chiefs and the warriors, and the other longhouse was for the grandmothers. All right,
put yourself on mute, bro. Put yourself on mute, my brother. Brother, out there listening, if you're talking, go put yourself on mute and do other stuff. There's no problem with that. We ain't got a problem. But don't keep yourself on the air if you're going to be doing all that talking. That's all we asking y'all. Now, let's go with that because, I mean, I don't know how we can get away with this. This is going to be a hard one for Black America because this indigenous story does not say that we did fuck with them. I mean, if you own the land and you up there now got babies from these individuals and you loving them and treating them just like they're yours, I mean,
common sense means they are now part of the family. Now, here comes the next phase. Y'all think it's too quick in life. The next phase could be 50 years now. Here comes some more. Okay, now you bring them in. But by that time, your crew already amalgamated into the society. So now you got another crew coming in. Y'all bring them in because you got this crew already. So it's like it's not like hard to see how this progression of things could happen based on the fact that you are going to have sex with these people eventually. It's all through the Bible. Now let's go there before because I know y'all ain't got these scriptures or y'all not at least saying them. Genesis. Now here's where the vegetable people get involved. Genesis 1:11-19. God made all green plants on the third day of creation, but neglected to supply. That's what it said. But neglected to supply the sun, on which both plants and the day depends on, until the fourth day. So the process of photosynthesis took another day. Ain't that amazing? The process of photosynthesis. That's what it's saying. Because the plants were there, but he neglected. Now, this is God saying, but neglected. Now, how does that sound in Genesis?
It
sounds like maybe they were genetically modifying back then, too.
Okay, now, no,
they were genetically modifying.
There's some more stuff now. This part of the Bible, I know y'all don't get the books of this one. Deuteronomy 25:11-12. A woman who sizes as a man's genitals. Hold on, y'all ready for this one? See, I told you y'all don't be knowing this shit, but I just play with y'all. Deuteronomy 25, in the Bible now. When we talked about they have hermaphrodites, right here. 11:12. A woman who sizes a man's genitals, even to defend her husband from an attractor, must have her hand cut off. Look what that says.
Oh, my. I can't even explain that one. That's crazy.
Just go look it up.
That's actually in the Bible.
Deuteronomy 25.
Deuteronomy
33:17. Deuteronomy 25:11-12. I'm just giving y'all a screen. Y'all go look it up. I ain't got time to go through all this. I'll be here all day. Deuteronomy 33:17. God believes in unicorns. Better go look that up. Go look that up. God believes in unicorns. 33:17. Now, I'm about to get deep in here because, of course, that's what we do. This is unbelievable that we've been this deceived. It's really unbelievable.
Dry bones.
It really is.
Y'all were speaking about the color purple and the whore of Babylon.
Right.
Do you know on the winter solstice, they're releasing the new color purple?
Oh, that's right. Oprah Winfrey, right?
They're releasing
the new release. I've seen that. She with some new.
They're releasing
Taraji
the new
B. Henson
modern version.
Right. Taraji V. Henson's
right.
And a few others. I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it coming out. I said to myself, I knew they were the whore of Babylon because let's be honest, everybody. We got to be honest before we even go there.
But what I'm sharing is they're doing a ritual.
They're doing a ritual,
that,
of course.
On that date is to do a ritual.
Of course.
On the winter solstice because that was this part of the sun alignment going across the equator and then getting ready to return itself back. The rebirth of the sun, the rebirth of the color purple.
You ain't going to have me to dispute that at all. I'm loving what you just said. Color purple, scarlet, Aquarius, in the age of Aquarius. It's all in there. But here's where my problem come in. Now, women, y'all already are going to fight.
Sure.
Y'all going to already fight to kill the babies. Because y'all, the whole politician thing going to be on the woman's rights to her life. That's going to be the cry coming out soon, especially when y'all see all the babies being, when the babies being killed over and over here, all through Egypt, all through Israel, so-called Israel today, is all
They showing your kids being killed. That's the premise. To get y'all emotional, but all in all, y'all don't care about kids being killed. So you know how many black children have been kidnapped, everybody? That's how I know we got to be a problem with it to ourselves. You know how many black kids have been kidnapped? Should we have a lightning round of money? I wish we could. I bet you wouldn't imagine how many black females have been missing since the COVID. Take a guess, somebody.
1,000.
What? You say 1,000? Girl, please.
64,000 black women go missing every day in America, yo.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you. Somebody listening. Yeah, I mean, you got to be 1,000. You better stop whatever the hell you're doing. Stop it.
And right now, pull up Ohio. They had like 80 kids missing this month. Pull up Ohio. It's going to blow your mind. They're not reporting it on the news. I'm going to fall back again.
Yeah. Now, I'm saying to y'all is, that's why I love y'all, the dry bone, because I want y'all to think for a minute on this program here. Now, so he just gave you a jewel, a daily missing. Y'all worried about some, y'all going to be crying all in church about some shit that I told you. Ted Koppel tried to warn you with Mandela. He said, blacks and Jews are together. Blacks and Jews are together. I don't know. Are we? I don't know. So y'all be the judge of that one. I ain't going to even answer that one. All I'm going to say is this is what the agenda was. All they promoted, and they promoting it again. When they create this war, they're going to say somebody unleashed something, a bioterror weapon in America because we done left our door a Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm. But what you're right, because Yale University.
If the 2009 pandemic had been.
Go ahead. We'll say it again.
No, I was saying Yale University and Oregon University has made aerosol vaccines. Now they can just spray it. Aerosol vaccines.
Right. Now, I've been watching y'all
put it in the air.
Right.
Right.
Now, Kim Cho's been going, y'all been sending it. Other people send it. They got white people watching it. Chemtrails are all over the place. They got private. You can go now and see the airlines that's flying it. They got people like Dutch sensing them. They check out the air. They're not, you know, some people deep. They already fly planes. They know the deeper stuff. They say they could find out the chart of the planes by the logo on, you know, the back of the tail tells who they are. So you can look it up in the flight thing. So they are saying that these people are they a man? They have not ever said that. These might not be people in there. Because I can't imagine a human being, if you're a human being, to want an aerosol of people without their knowledge. Now, that's when you got to wonder who in the cop.
They got genetically modified mosquitoes that have been released by Mr.
Right.
Gates.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that. You're right. The mosquitoes, they was in Florida, the Keys. I got you. I'm just saying that a human being now, it is possibly now being replaced by, which was already thought out for us. Because they knew that by showing these catastrophes and shit and how they – Obama brought that to your attention. He used drones right after Bush gave the okay. He went right into droning all of Africa. But that was okay because he was in blackface, the secret order face. And many of you blacks on this line – fell for it. I know y'all don't got to tell me the truth. I bet y'all some of y'all was crying when Obama came president. I ain't saying all y'all. I said, but I bet you somebody in line on all you listening was crying and shit, crying. Hold on. I ain't got you. I don't need you to. Jeff, I just said that you don't got to verify. I said let people in their conscience tell themselves that. They know they was crying. Family members crying. Everybody crying. And yet, look what happened. And then y'all can listen to this. Listen to this here and tell me how could a black America tell me we serious when you can listen to these leaders laugh about giving you COVID.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and right. processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
They are talking about 1984. They gonna make you. That was Dr. Fauci at the Mikan Institute. And one dude said they want to make it. I played it before. But how could you listen to somebody say they want to make a vaccine sexy? That comes from God being a unicorn. That's why I played that. See, God.
But could you?
In unicorns.
Now, that's a very important part he says, because you can mix that into, since it's aerosol, you can turn around here and say it's air freshener.
Of course. I'm not disputing what you're saying. What I'm saying is, that's frightening what you just told people. That should be frightening what Brother Kwame just said. Aerosol you without you even, your consent. That means you're breathing. Now, they also said it was going to be by air. Remember they told you, well, this is going to be an airborne. Remember they lied and said, because it wasn't airborne at that time, supposedly. But they gave on line and said it was going to be airborne. Now, I'm telling you, you ain't got to listen to me or anybody else on this line. It's up to you. I'm just telling.
But what we got to understand is, if that's a vaccine, they can also make it a virus. They can
Brother Kwame, ain't nobody debating that no more. We already know they can make whatever they want. You already just said aerosol. Once you say aerosol, that means they can put it on vegetables, all your greenery. They can put it on everything you eat. So you will never be able to escape taking it. So this is what I'm trying to say, what you just said, into a reality.
Yeah.
That's the reality you just
said.
What
we have to understand is, you're using the biblical scripture. The most used word in the Helios Biblios, what do you think the most used word? And I think I've said it on this program before, 46,000 times is used in the Helios Biblios in King James Version is and. A-N-D.
That's a junction. Right.
Spell it backwards, it spells DNA.
Well, I mean, DNA, I mean, you just made it clear. So they could kill us in the DNA. I'm just saying what you just said and what we followed up on. That's how we got this conclusion from y'all. The conclusion is, your DNA, my DNA, and everybody's DNA has already been probably altered in some form or fashion, because of the fact that if they got the power to aerosol us, and if the humans don't want to do it, they said, you don't have to, we'll bring in drones to do it. So basically, we already automaton. Now, I went and found the literature on this automaton stuff. I can't go without knowing. I said, man, ain't no way. Come to find out, automaton movies been out since the 1920s. They've been showing our people robots for a long time. For a long time. It's not new, at least in this era. And they got it to believe in, because they allowed the people, I hate to say this, but the medical field was able to do lobotomies and put different electrons in you. They knew the earth was based off of that, and they were able to find out. And so when they made all these so-called electronic gadgets, they actually put them in the brains of animals and so forth. The dog was the one thing. I looked up. It was so sad, y'all. Y'all would have been crying, all you dog lovers. I watched. It was sad. Some dogs would just die out. Other dogs would fight back and find a way to the button to get out the door. That's how deep this was. And the dogs that found out how to get out would actually pass the next test. The dogs that couldn't figure out how to get out, they became submissive and just went along with everything. So they put you in that category, most of you in Black America. This is a fact. Go look it up.
His name was Edward Bernays. That's the name. Malky, look up magic experiments, 666 experiments, esoteric experiments, and you would get everything. Don't just put his name in. Put in the cold words. I don't think y'all get this. These people had said to themselves in speeches that they could control all humans through advertising. They was able to take, and I'm going to show you how I know this used to be. There's no such thing as bad food, but at the time, pork bellies was used for soups. I didn't know that. I'm watching the old, I'm watching this too. I'm like, damn, that's deep. Pork bellies was like the underloin of the pig. Nobody, this man put together, no breakfast is complete without eggs and bacon. And goddamn, that motherfucker became a billionaire. And guess who was his agents? GM, Westinghouse, ABC, CBS, NBC at the time of the TV. He brought all this out doing TV. Now, you got to be actually kind of sad to know that this was never taught to us. Otherwise, we would have a better understanding of manipulation, wouldn't we? How a man took a undercut of bacon and said, oh, it wasn't bacon, it was just for soups. I said, damn, so that's what we used to make out. The older people was using that as a bra for the soups. And he decided we go. Then he made cigarettes. They decided to make a woman put a cigarette in her mouth because it had a phallic look. Ain't that amazing? And put it in every movie. And now women wonder they're going to have commercials about having cancer and shit. After they... I want to hear from you. Because this is a white man of regular stature, joined some type of organization, and took his idea and made it a multi-billion dollar entity. Now, how is that done in front of black people?
But what, But what you're saying is very true. The white cigarette for the white woman to be the phallus, but the white man smoked what? The brown cigars.
Yeah, but what that got to do with how a guy, a white man. No, hold on. I'm going to let you talk there. I want y'all to listen carefully. I'm not saying what.
Everything
I want
to
tell you how a white man can think of every group. Every group and make a commercial. Right. How can he just do that? That's impossible. To have every aspect of an entity. Come to find out, he was one of society. I won't get a name because it's the Tarpons, the Turtles, the Fabian Society. These people thought about this, how they could control the masses of people.
They had to get that information from a higher being because of the fact that the human race is not capable of trying to control the whole world, not just your city or your county or your state. They're trying to control the entire world. And then what you were saying about the marketing, they have been marketing these wars, okay? But in order for them to be successful, they have to market the wars to the American people and through empathy and sympathy and victimization and to get the money and let them continue to break our country. So
I got you. I ain't gonna do too many diatribes. We'll start to get to the point. The point is, you are all saying that Black America, in some form or fashion, has watched this go on, and then when we get to our part of this charade, there's a very big disconnect on who participated. Like, we don't like to talk about our participation at a high level because it will cut through some of these stories we untold. Because if a group of black people already was running the shit, which I know they were, they cut a deal. The deal didn't work.
With the aliens.
It could be aliens. It could be everyone. Let's just deal with the regular people right now because aliens, we're back. I'm going to do that in part three because part three.
Look at your local community. Black people have to stop saying white people, because there ain't no white people controlling black community.
Okay, let's take that point. I said this myself. Average black person on this line, if I ask you who is the number one merchants in your zip code, who are they? Are they black or white? Are they Arabs? Are they Arabs or foreigners? Who the number one in your community as your merchants? Not your guy. I said merchants.
going to be the Jewish Arab community all over the United States, all over the world.
And Jews.
The Jewish bankers who control the world.
No, not the Jewish
bankers. International Monetary
Fund. Time out.
Drive
on. Hold on. I don't want y'all to be. I asked y'all, ethnic-wise, in your community, there are either Asian persuasion or East Indian persuasion, Ukraine, European persuasion. Your zip code shows you who you are, your merchants. I ain't asked about the bankers. I know who the bankers are. I said the merchants that you deal with on a regular basis that you go to buy shit from, are they black?
Nope.
Yes or yes or no? Are the
no.
Black, maybe?
Nope.
Maybe,
no.
Okay.
No.
Let's just say, for the sake of, if 50% of your merchants are black, let me hear from y'all. 50%. I want to know what area that's at. That's a beautiful thing. 50%. Anybody got 50? 50% anywhere? Okay, a lot of y'all on this line. Okay, if you ain't got 50%, and there's a lot of you on this line, hit the number one button. No, you're scared because, you know, facts do matter. I don't care if you don't believe in the facts or not. The facts matter. 50%, and you ain't got 50%, how the hell are you going to survive during the New World Order? I want y'all to think about that before I play this tape. I want y'all to think about that for a minute. You think
they
these
already
people
trying
care?
To close down the black-owned store here in Buffalo, the Arab, because they don't want the competition. Goes to show you that
I'm
all your money is what they want you to
black
spend with
got
them, 50%. Not with ourselves.
We got Florida on the line. We got Atlanta on the line. We got New York. We got Boston. We got all kind of zip codes. And y'all just said that y'all don't even have 50% of merchandise. And y'all come on here pretending that y'all gonna fight something that's gonna be even more. I'm telling you what's gonna happen, y'all. See, Halloween is here. I gotta tell the truth to you. Now, they already said they're gonna kill you. Kill us. I'm gonna put myself into it. I ain't going nowhere. Now, if you're gonna let a war on TV, and you think that this is normal to you right now, just think about in your mind what you're telling yourself. Because black folks, in reality, without us, it couldn't even happen. That's the reality of the matrix. You are fighting first in everything. According to America, you fought first for the revolution. But you can't tell y'all that. Can't tell y'all that. According to the history, a black man had to teach Benjamin Franklin and George Washington, but that don't commute to black people. It's just like, oh, fuck that. We hate America. Then, first crop grown in America is marijuana for the Moors to drive their ships so they can have an industry here. Of course, we were seamstress and the weaver. So, of course, that's lucrative. They got rich within how many? I think the Ottoman Indian nations became super rich in the very first, before the Revolutionary War. They were actually owning slaves. Now, secondly, which is left out. See, you think we could come on these programs and lie on the rest of them? You go ahead and lie on the rest of them. Not on the talk with facts matter. We was actually, the Native Americans, indigenous blacks in America had slaves too because they were so rich from the cannabis. Then secondary was cotton. Cannabis was first. Hemp was first. Ropes. How are you going to sell over here without getting ropes back from where you're going back at? The first ropes are wore out from the water and the sun. So you know you ain't thinking properly here in America. You don't even know what's first. Yeah. Now they're getting money off the marijuana. You mad? Well, why you Native American blacks did not get together and get us some jobs so we could have high, rich jobs with y'all who got land and we would have grown some marijuana and grow some business? No, niggas, please. Y'all about to get it. I'm going to play you
a dry bone.
Go ahead.
Dry bones.
I'm listening.
Okay. And see, the thing, facts matter. When was history's first ads? The oldest ads in history we know about to date came out of ancient Egypt, where papyrus were used as to
I don't have a
posters.
I don't have a problem with that. Don't no problem with
right.
that. That's making sense.
This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm sharing is that we got to look at the foundation. And
so
yet,
those
and
ads. So hold on. Let's look at it. So those ads, because they were first, mean they were deceptive too. If they didn't come
right.
to fruition. Okay. So we got deceptive ads. A propaganda has been played by blacks first. There we go again. Blacks first. First should be last, last should be first. That's in the Bible. So if we first, which I've been hearing, somebody eating food and everything. Can y'all stop eating?
Hey, Trump. Hey, Biden.
If you're that hungry, take a break. I mean, shit, go eat.
I know, that's right.
Okay,
I was going to say, what about when 9/11 hit? Okay? We killed, 3,000 people, Americans? Did we go and bomb anybody? Did we go kill anybody? Now, over in Israel, they killed, 1,500 people. Now they want to go over here and put the lights out, utilities in the Palestine. They want to take them down. All this, it's like the Pearl Harbor. We come
Now, you said that, hold on, let me get, because your facts matter. You said in 9/11, did we go out and kill people? So we, you say America did?
No, we didn't go over and start a war over Saudi Arabia.
Wasn't the Patriot Act invented during 9/11?
No. I'm talking about the war. We didn't go and do a war. Like
the
Israel
world's
on, is doing
the war
a war.
Because
sister, the
war is on us.
Saddam didn't come over.
Just so we get some clarity, because sometimes y'all say stuff that I want y'all to think about what you're saying now.
Okay.
The war shifted to us. Homeland Security came out of the 9/11.
Okay, I understand the point. I'm talking about physical war, like bombing up buildings, killing people. I'm not talking about the economical control of the Patriot Act. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that black people, we have to understand that all this is all planned. Is all?
I know, but what did you say about us first? You said something first. What did you say first?
I said 9/11 when we Saudi Arabia, they came over here and allegedly bombed us up. The planes and our buildings. We did not go and retaliate against the Saudis. We didn't go bomb their buildings. Kill them.
Okay. So you make it clear. Are you saying, hold on.
I'm saying, I'm comparing people who have sympathy.
The Saudis, because you can't just keep talking. The Saudis was our friends, obviously, is what you should be trying to allude to if you were trying to make that analogy.
Okay, but wasn't that wrong who came on a plane, was on the plane?
I just said that. Didn't we just say that the Saudis were their friends? Didn't you just say that? All we're doing is going over what you just said. They brought Bin Laden family out. Obviously, they friends with the Saudis. Common sense tell you that. Now, the question would be, that was already known. Ain't no black folks that you know of questioning
that.
I'm
just saying that. Okay, we friends with the Saudis. But when they came over and killed 3,000 American citizens,
we still were friends with them, right? Yeah.
Okay, now Israel is over there fighting Palestine. Okay, 1,500 of their citizens got killed. They want to go over there and bomb up the whole place
They were Israel. They got it. I mean, that's common sense.
We're all together.
Israel is part of the Congress. There's over 60.
And Israel and Palestine.
They're together there. It's all together. I mean, those y'all listening out there, I'm not here to debate y'all. I'm just saying you could talk.
Can I be heard?
I just want y'all to realize that I don't want y'all to keep saying the same thing over and over. The thing is, you all know deception has been played. That's plain and simple. The question is how you take the deception and now you run with it too, because your number one enemy ain't going to be white people when this shit break off. Because once they create chaos, it's all on and popping. You don't know who's going to be your friend and enemy, because you allow, black folks have allowed, because you voted for this personally. Ain't no reason why you are arguing, because you went along with this. If you went to the civil rights movement, this is okay for you, because now you realize the whole idea was to bring in immigrants to usurp you, and then they'll get a new right that will go along with closer to the agenda. Even though you did all the fighting, all the bloodshedding, this is in their memo that I'm going to probably get together next week, because there's a memo that they wrote. It's terrible, y'all. They have no problem. They knew all along that you was going to be the powder keg. They said that. We're going to let blacks get killed off first, because basically they really hate us. And by us going along with this for so long, now we got a whole, some people say the church is listening. We're going to find out if the church is really listening. But the Anglo-Saxon Protestant people are going to actually, y'all better look up what Anglo-Saxon Protestant really mean. It's connected. They say they hate the Vatican, but they made some agreement with the Vatican. And right now, Pope Francis is a Jesuit. That's a military arm of the government, y'all. That's what it is. Military arm of the government. But before we go, I'm not going, but before I turn this thing over.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead. Jump in. Somebody jump. Y'all can jump in after that.
It's Thomas. Thomas, I ain't seen anything.
I've been unmuted. I just didn't
talk. Yeah, I think I had.
But you said, you said some compelling thing. Now, what you just said about the, and I got a few points that I'll mute myself, the weed and the Moors and all that. Now, I was just talking to the brother that's on the line yesterday about here in Harlem, whereas since I lived up here about 20-something years, I always would get weed from the dudes on the corner or, you know, the guys outside, or I got their phone number and, you know, I'll call them and they bring it over or whatever.
Yeah, regular.
And then then they legalized it. Now, being that they legalized it, it's still only one legal dispensary. But all the Arab stores, who they own all the commerce around here, like it used to be Chinese people at one point, then the Arabs bought them out. The Arabs all start selling weed out their stores. So the brothers who would stand in front of the stores and sell weed, now they don't got no sales because the people go inside the store and buy it from the Arab dudes.
Right.
And
wow.
I was saying, I can't believe these brothers sat back and let these dudes take over this market from them. Like, the first thing is, they could call the cops on them, and they'll go and shut their store down. They selling weed illegally. Second thing is, y'all see them coming to and from work every day. You could punch them in their face. You don't even sell nothing out here. You're cutting our money off. But they sat back and let them corner the whole weed market. So if you go from uptown to downtown, all the Arab stores selling weed, they sell it. They got pre-rolls. They already rolled up for you and everything in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it could be the same.
I just seen this. You're right. I just seen this. Also, Buffalo. They're going to open up dispensaries in Buffalo now, I've seen. Go ahead. It's all over the place.
But
you're
these
right.
aren't dispensaries. These are the normal corner stores, like the normal
grocery store
that you go to and
like
get
that.
A's, a sandwich.
Like that.
Now they just selling weed. Now they stopped selling food in some of the stores. They just took all the food out and just sell the weed because they're making so much money off of it.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that because I keep telling people the same thing over and over. It's kind of like, okay, it's not that they're going to do anything because those people came in here on government bonds and they made them instant. You heard what Obama said. They became instant entrepreneurs immediately. It don't mean if they went to high. They don't even have to go to high school here. I mean, you don't know what they learned. Just learn business don't mean you got to go to any school. Just learn you got to survival. It's a first thinking instinct of survival. So my point to black folks is we watched it. I watched it in the mid, late 70s. They took over every black store in Western New York. Then all of a sudden, New York City, our family members there said the same exact thing. So we were like, well, damn. As we got older, we didn't really think about it. But like the same group could take over Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester, Albany, Poughkeepsie, New York. I mean, how
all
did that happen,
military.
Y'all? Come on.
All military.
Now, when you look at it,
it's not our black politicians.
The people who took it over, they lasted a generation, right? Because they came in Jersey, where I grew up at, the Chinese-looking people, they could have been Korean. I can't tell them apart.
They came in
and they bought up all the black stores, right?
Yeah.
All the corner stores and stuff like that, fish markets and all that stuff.
Oh, I got to play that.
So,
hold that thought. I got to play it before the minute's out because they won't let me play it. This is the Patriot Act, y'all. This is what they did. You come right back on that.
Right now, in America, someone is keeping a record of every call you make, who you call and who calls you, when you talked, and for how long. These records go back for years, and they can obtain this information on you or anyone else, and you'll never know. Someone is watching, and that someone is the United States government. But how did this happen in a country where the Constitution protects people's right to be secure against unreasonable searches? And even more importantly, what can you do about it? This is the United States Congress just hours after the 9/11 attacks. Like everyone else in the country, they're in shock, and they don't know what will happen next. They only know one thing. They need to do something. Fast. The next month, Congress receives the Patriot Act, a 342-page document. The Attorney General, John Ashcroft, tells Congress they should pass this anti-terrorism bill in a week.
Virtually no one in this chamber has any idea what's in that bill. Why should we care? It's only the Constitution. It's only individual liberty at stake.
The Patriot Act is signed into law just 3 days after it was introduced. Worse, buried deep inside the Patriot Act were provisions that sounded harmless, but were anything but, like Section 215. Its supporters claimed it would help the FBI find the bad guys. But over a decade later, the NSA and the FBI are misusing Section 215 to sweep up the information of ordinary U.S. citizens. Section 215 lets the government collect tangible things relevant to an authorized investigation. But the government now claims the records of every phone call you make, now and in the future, are a relevant, tangible thing. So Section 215 isn't just for suspected terrorists. The Bush administration claimed, and Obama agreed, that it could be used to get the call records of everyone in the U.S. Most members of Congress didn't know the law was being misused, and the program is overseen by a secret court where everything's classified. And it was this secret court, not Congress and not us, that decided your phone records are now up for grabs. But there is a way to end Section 215 right now. Congress inserted important safeguards into the Patriot Act. Sunset clauses, little timers that require Congress to vote again on the most controversial parts. And if they don't, these sections expire. In June of this year, Section 215 has a sunset clause that's coming to an end. That means Congress has a chance to stop this secret program. We need your help. If we do nothing, Congress could renew this section of the Patriot Act. But if you speak out, we can stop them. Contact Congress now and tell them to end untargeted surveillance under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. And ask your friends to do the same. Let's make this the year that liberty and privacy triumph over secrecy and fear.
I'll put it out there. Brother Thomas, finish up. Brother Thomas, go ahead.
My bad, bro. I had myself. I thought I was muted, but listen.
No, but I want you to finish it because I took the time. Go ahead.
I was just saying they last for one generation because they come here and, you know, if you own a Chinese restaurant, that's $1 million a month business. Those companies make a lot of money, especially in the black community, because we patronize them and we go there. They making thousands of deliveries a day. No one robbing them. They don't got to hire no black people, right? So they put their kids through college. Their kids don't want to come to the hood and deal with niggas, you know, after they graduated college. So that they go off and the next group comes in. But if it's a grocery store, they sold off, or the Asian people sold it to the Arabs. The Arabs started coming in. And what they do that we don't do, they have like one huge warehouse that warehouses, you got to speak Arabic, you got to be from those countries to be able to deal with them. But they sell everything in bulk, so extra cheap. So those people come with their little vans and service all these stores, put the candy
everybody
in,
got
they
that.
Buy all the stuff from them. And then this way, the Spanish people do the same thing. The Dominicans
down
do
here,
the same thing.
They got bulk. Even the Caribbean, everybody got their bulk location in your city at the port, whatever your port of entry is. There's a little stores and big time stuff that is sold cheaper if you buy it right from those people at the time they be shipped. That's a fact. It's all over your areas. Now let me go with that out there listening. It's not by design. It's not even your fault. This is by a design that's unprecedented. It's impossible to sometimes even fathom that how this went down so smoothly, but it's not just the white people. I can tell people it cannot be just them, and it's impossible for that to even happen without it. Now, we go to the next level, which y'all say can't exist. Some of y'all don't believe in aliens or extraterrestrial or outer beings or whatever, of the deep beings. Anything that's alien to our atmosphere could be underneath the water. It could be in caverns. I don't know. All I'm telling you is something should be discussed coming up, because I just gave you these scriptures that many of you should dwell on, how the killing of the Bible is so unique, and that some nations.
I got one more thing I wanted to say, Drawbones.
Go ahead.
One more
thing
I wanted to add on.
Go ahead.
When it comes down to selling weapons, and this is in the research I'm doing on this war, so-called war in so-called Israel. When it comes down to selling weapons in the world, United States and Russia are one and two.
Yeah.
But right behind them is Israel.
Yeah.
Israel's right there. So what you
right
see,
there.
Israel's number one with artificial intelligence in the world. It's way ahead of the United States and everybody else with that. That's why their spying networks are so good. I mean, they hack every. What you just said in the Patriot Act, they do that without the Patriot Act. Wait, one more thing. I wanted to get into this. Wait. DARPA program in the United States, Defense Advanced Military Program, whatever. They had a subterranean contest, and you could see it on YouTube. So they were sending robots down into caves, right, with no light, pitch black. Hmm. And they would have people in the caves, too. And these robots would have to go into these caves, these pitch black caves, just using the infrared and stuff, navigate through the cave, identify the targets, and come out the other side. So what you see in Israel is the largest campaign, marketing campaign and advertising campaign in history for their weapons.
Yeah.
They're about to show the whole world all their new AI technology, their robotic technology.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got it.
It's all a psyop. It's a psyop. It's a stage psyop.
It's a psyop. Yeah.
And to make people believe that you know, because you just said something earlier. You said they got the best Mossad. It's very top notch, 007 and all that. You know, the Majestic Angel and all these different groups. How could they not know that this group was coming in from the air and the sea? I mean, this program with how the Arabs got in, Hamas got in. And I just want everybody to know, like y'all just said earlier, so y'all won't think y'all tripping, but y'all on point as always. I mean, come on. How does Bin Laden's family leave America during 9/11 when all flights was delayed? They get out, they get the hell out. And then all of a sudden, Bin Laden gets killed to everybody. No one sees it. Bodies dumped into the water so it won't cause mortem. Now, Arab Nation ain't even upset because we all should know now Hamas and all of them is financed by the CIA. This is not even me talking. This is already documented. I'm just bringing up what I read in documentation. This is already documented. CIA, all these groups are fake. Bin Laden was fake. Hillary Clinton, all them watching in the room, all that crap, her and them, and then they got them in Operation Baghdadi with Trump. Oh, come on, dude. Come on, everybody. It's all staged and shits and giggles. There's no way a group could be that imbecile and get past Mossad. An imbecile group got past Mossad, I mean, without... And then, where is the weapons from Afghanistan, everybody? Even y'all said this on this program. No, come on. Why aren't your relatives able to comprehend this? They do leave a bunch of weapons because they've been programming us, which will be proven in the next phase of this, or third. I'm going to let y'all kick it. Y'all just talk about this. I mean, it makes sense. How y'all can make, you know, when you talk to the next group of people, I know it sounds, and y'all kicking truth. Don't get me wrong. Turtle, all that is factual. But my thing is right now is because of the lack of comprehension of them dead in the people's cells and minds and all this shit and their family members, this is crazy as everybody else out here. So you got to realize that you fighting a four battle war, mind, body, and self. You fighting household, that's the first battle. Hopefully that ain't tough, because that's tough, you dead before you go to work, because work is the next battle. Next battle, work. Then even in politics and religion is your next battles, because regardless of how you don't believe in nothing, this still you got to deal with people who do believe in this shit. And that's why we call y'all the dry bones, because they said, only thou knowest, but the dry bones liveth. So this is where we at, y'all. Let's make it happen. Next week, Brother Kwame, much love to you. Let's bring that pro. I'm going to give you a whole half hour.
The Patriots got three. The Patriots got three.
They got three. Okay, well, you know I'm watching it already. We ain't really worried about it because I'm here watching it. But the same token, I know one thing. All of us out there talking out here, but this is off the side for all of us out here. I mean, hey, get you from the true reality of what's happening. Most people, I try to stay positive. It's hard on all levels. Don't fool yourself. It's a very tough schedule to do. It's very good that y'all out there listening, doing what y'all doing. I praise all y'all out there. Appreciate y'all joining, even listening, because
hey, you ain't have to. So I appreciate that, but I appreciate all y'all listening, but also bringing in other people you can. If it ain't but one person, a fucking month, a fucking week, I don't care how it is. Somebody transmission is ready for this now. Now it's because it's gone too far. We got the TV, we got all kind of movies, distractions. You get every movie now. Everything is on your phone. You just said earlier you can't go to you can't escape the phone. If the phone is taken away from many of us, we probably will have a nervous breakdown. A lot of people, more than you would imagine.
You got Wi-Fi junkies.
Yeah, I it's energy. It's like, you know, you're right, Brother Cron. Now think about what you said. I see you talking about the gut. That's another thing. I want all y'all to know something. I watched a few things. I try to keep ahead of myself. I could die tomorrow or die today. I don't know. But all I can say is, boy, they want to gut us up. And I've seen Elvis. I watched this Elvis thing. I was so deep because Elvis loved black people, believe it or not. He was like worshiping us secretly. He had Aretha Franklin. He had everybody with him. They would come and do gospel after his show and shit. I said, God damn. Anyway, you know how he died? He couldn't shit. Elvis did not shit for over 6 months for all the drugs he took and died from that. So your stomach and shitting is a very good engine to indicate. Y'all, the family said it. I heard you say about that stomach. And maybe we get a on that because our guts,
it feels dried their intestines up. That's why they couldn't shit. They dried the intestines almost too.
I seen it. I said, God damn it. Elvis died. He was only 42. He died because he couldn't shit.
Yeah, but your gut is your second brain, your third brain,
because your heart, your brain.
Mm-hmm. Right. And see, that's the part that we don't understand is that that's the elimination part of what you put in your body. And if you can't eliminate it, it turns into poison and it'll kill you. Still on?
Yo, did they just shut us down or what?
I don't know, man, because I don't hear dry bones anymore. You still on the line?
He was in the middle of saying something when he went out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I just said. He was they when he started